Coming up, though, all before that, of course, is the next show coming up after 1 o'clock. While I'm already, by the time the news is finished, I'll already have something cold and bubbly in my hands and a nice chocolate Easter egg in my hands as well. While John Holmes is on air. John, what's coming up?
I'll tell you, Julia Hartley Brewer, what's coming up. I'll tell
you. Do you have to say my whole name every time?
I thought you'd like me to.
In case there's another, there's no other Julias in the studio.
Julia Hartley Brewer. I tell you what, I like your name because it's got rhythm. It rolls off the tongue nicely, doesn't it? It just sort of, Julia Hartley Brewer.
If you had to say it on the telephone calls, hello, it's Julia Hartley Brewer calling from, I go, Julia Hartley Brewer. I get bored of saying it. It's my grandparents' fault.
Is it?
They made it up.
Are they from the Hampshire Hartley Brewers?
Do you know what? Someone once said to me, are you from the Berkshire Hartley Brewers? And I said, there aren't any Hartley Brewers in Berkshire. My Irish grandfather made the name up. We're complete scroats.
Good. speaking of complete scroats, here's what's coming up on the show. I'll tell you that, I don't know whether you're aware of the radio broadcaster Paul Ross at all. Are you aware of him?
Who is he? Where is he again?
It doesn't matter. But essentially, if you take Paul Ross as a subject, but then you take Ken Bruce's Radio 2 quiz Pop Master, right, and you sort of put them together, what you end up with is a quiz based on Paul Ross called Paul Ross Master.
And of course you do.
Obviously. And we're going to be playing the first ever edition of what will become radio's least popular quiz.
That is a claim to fame.
Paul Ross Master makes its debut.
Are there questions about Paul Ross?
They are.
Is Paul Ross allowed to enter?
No.
That would be unfair.
He won't want to if he hears it.
How personal are the questions about Paul Ross? Because I might give him a call now and see if I can get the lowdown and I can call him.
You have to wait and see.
And are you giving away any meat today?
Not today.
Show's rubbish. Don't bother tuning in. There's no free meat today.
We've done the meat.
Waste of time. No, it's not even worth having a show without free meat.
Did you give away meat?
No, exactly. It's not worth having a show. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. He'll be up to back in just a few minutes after a word from our sponsors to tell you a bit more. Tanya Snuggs. So actually, no, Tanya Snuggs. We've got more news updates at 1 o'clock. Tanya's already in the pub. If I know Tanya, I'll be joining her in just a few minutes. Enjoy your Good Friday. Enjoy your Easter weekend. I'll be back with you on Bank Holiday Monday, bright and early-ish at 10 a.m. Of course, Paul Ross back much earlier for you at 6. Thank you so much for listening. Really enjoyed your company. Do come back again and stay tuned for John Holmes after 1.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Hello and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Over the last 5 years, I've learned that if I put my mind to something, I can actually do it. I've learned I can still impress my teenage daughter. I've learned that confidence is something you can get back. And I've actually learned that I am cleverer than I thought I was.
The most important thing you'll learn at the Open University is what you're capable of. To find out more, search for OU Life Changing Learning.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Hi, I'm Leo Martino. I'm the guy that bought you the Hedgehog Gutter Brush. I'm here to tell you about our latest clever product, the amazing Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. It lifts, levels and squares up to 120 kilos. If you fit doors, windows and cabinets for a living, you'll wonder how you ever got on with that one. The amazing new Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Pump it, lift it, square it. Available from builders, merchants and stockers nationwide. Hedgehog Easy Air Wedge. Get one in your toolkit today.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio.
Right, coming up this afternoon then on Talk Radio Afternoons with me is, as I was just telling Julia Hartley Brewery there, it's going to be Paul Ross Master, a quiz that's sort of a cross between Paul Ross and Ken Bruce's Pop Master off of Radio 2, sort of mashed together as we test the knowledge of various radio professionals about Paul Ross. I don't know. We'll be doing sense. That this afternoon. Also, if you hate the show, by the way, we do want to hear from you before. We do have the feature whereby our paid intern, Con.
Morning!
No.
What's the time? Oh, afternoon!
That's it. We'll be in a lift, reading out the haters' texts and tweets as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we're calling condescending. All of that on the way between 1 and 4. It's just about 1 o'clock. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Within the last few minutes, a Belgian news agency is reporting that an explosion's been heard during a police operation in Brussels. It's happened in the Schaerbeek district of the city. We'll update you on that when we get more news. The British man missing in Brussels since Tuesday's bomb attacks has been confirmed as having died by the Foreign Office. The family of David Dixon from Hartlepool says it's the most terrible and devastating news and have asked for privacy. It's understood the 53-year-old was caught up in the explosion on an underground train. The Prime Minister says he's deeply saddened to hear of the death of Mr. Dixon. Sky's Emma Birchley has the latest.
We have this statement from the family which says, "We received the most terrible and devastating news about our beloved David. At this most painful time, our family would gratefully appreciate it if we were left alone to grieve in private. Please respect our wishes."
Belgium's Prime Minister has been discussing Tuesday's terror attacks with the US Secretary of State as 7 people were arrested in overnight raids. John Kerry says the bombings underscore the urgency of unity in the fight against so-called Islamic State. The country's Prime Minister, Charles Michel, has been speaking about the 2 Americans who died in the attacks.
"I want to express also my condolence for the American victims. We know that we are facing the situation with more than 40 nationalities."
A man arrested in a counter-terrorism raid in France overnight apparently has links to the suspected ringleader of the Paris attacks. Speaking anonymously, 2 French officials say the 34-year-old's been wanted since January on suspicion of links to terrorism. France's interior minister says the man was in the advanced stages of a plot to attack the country. A news agent has died after being attacked outside his shop in Glasgow last night. The 40-year-old, who's being named locally as Assad Shah, was targeted in the Shorelands area of the city. Hours before the incident, Mr. Shah posted an online message wishing people a happy Easter break. And much of Britain's being braced for a weekend of wild weather. The bright start to Good Friday isn't set to last, with heavy rain and strong winds moving in. The Met Office has issued a yellow warning for tomorrow for high winds and rain covering most of England and Wales.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Harlequins director of rugby, Conor O'Shea, will become the head coach of Italy this summer. The Irishman's agreed a 4-year deal with the Italian Rugby Federation. O'Shea led Quins to the Premiership title in 2012. England fast bowler Stuart Broad's confident the team will come through tomorrow's must-win World 2020 clash with Sri Lanka. They struggled against spin in the game with Afghanistan, but Broad says the experience will have been useful.
"You have a batting performance like that, there'll be a lot of talking going on in the change room. This is what we've got to do right. We've played on this wicket now. Let's go and do it." And I'm sure we'll see a lot more positive intent in the first 6 overs. And I'm sure we'll see a batsman go on and get 70 plus.
Roger Federer doesn't think tennis has a doping problem, but does want to see more rigorous testing of the top players. He's been speaking for the first time since Maria Sharapova failed a drugs test. And the weather forecast, mainly dry this afternoon, sunny spells, feeling warm in the sunshine, highs of 14 degrees.
Talk Radio.
However you're celebrating this Easter, whether it's an extended family get-together or an in-law free Sunday lunch, Lidl's award-winning Comte de Senneval champagne is just £9.95 a pop. Get everything you need from Lidl this Easter, subject to availability, NI may vary.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Good morning. It's coming up. Toad the Wet Sprocket.
I like to kiss my baby.
Oh, I'm going to try that. It's coming up.
Yeah, you scruff bag.
Gorilla Salad.
It's not a great story, guys.
It's coming up. Grease the Weasel. Everyone's got a thing, right? It's coming up. It's death.
Monty Don from Gardener's World.
Pulling out of children.
Very tragic indeed. I need a Balti.
Honestly, mate.
Proper full power. One eye performing bears. Terry Wogan.
By a man on the motorbike.
Jumping on the bed on my own. And pretend I'm a lifeguard on Baywatch.
I'm creating a magical picture in people's minds.
I'm deflating a little.
I do.
Casanova's sock. Call the midwife. Dump his rusty nuts.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century. Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am out, get on a journey that will twist the very fabric of nature.
And lo, did Jesus sit at the table with the 12, and while they were eating, he said, "Eat this of me, for this will be our last supper." The disciples were sad, and Jesus said unto them, "Do not be sad. Let's order some more peri-peri chicken, for it is delicious." And the disciples said, "But Lord, we haven't even finished the spicy rice." "No matter," said Jesus, "it's the last supper. Let's go mad." And lo, he walked up to the counter and ordered a sharing platter of wings and a corn on the cob. And when the Lord sat, he did eat of pita bread and hummus, saying, "One of you will betray me." The disciples were shocked. All did deny his words. "Are we splitting the bill?" asked Judas. "Only I didn't have a starter, nor a bottomless soft drink, and I don't want to split it." "I knew it would be you, Judas," said Jesus. "You always bloody ruin our nights out. When we went for that lad's night out curry, you said you didn't have poppadoms, but you did. Pay your share, Judas." And lo, there was a row, and Judas stormed off, saying, "Fine, I'll bloody pay then." And he went to get 30 pieces of silver from a cash machine. And while he was gone, Simon, who for some reason was also called Peter, said unto Jesus, "What are you up to for Easter?" Jesus said, "I don't know, I thought I'd just hang around." And lo, they ordered some macho peas. Hello then, I am John Holmes. It is Afternoons on Talk Radio. Welcome to your Good Friday Easter service. I'm going to call myself the very Reverend John Holmes. And Talk Radio, by the way, lowercase talk, uppercase radio. And like, it's the end of our first week, innit? So, you know, we're dedicated, of course. We're working even on a bank holiday because some idiot thought that launching a new radio station around a couple of bank holidays was a good idea. So, shall we have a look inside this afternoon's chocolate broadcasting egg? Well, I fondant fancy that you'll... Yeah. Yeah, thank you. That you'll find this lot inside. New features. Oh, yeah, we keep churning them out, don't we? Here's one. Paid intern Con, good afternoon.
Morning.
No. We'll read out all of the haters' texts and tweets downwards... in a lift. It'll be travelling downwards through the building. It's a feature we're going to call condescending, do you see? We'll have film reviews. Yep, that's right, film reviews. So far, so normal radio feature, except our film reviewer, John, that we've sent to watch films for us, is registered blind. That's right, our show has a blind film reviewer. He'll be along shortly to discuss the films he's heard this week. There is the big debate at three. There's the diversity paper review, the news in haikus, plus brand new quiz for Talk Radio, as we play Paul Ross Master. How is your knowledge of Paul Ross? Find out in radio's least successful quiz. Ginger producer Dave is producing.
Hello.
Hello. Cass is assistant producing. Tim's got the news in the afternoon. Chloe's pressing some buttons. Paid intern Cornelius is singing an Easter hymn.
Sealed was the tomb. Guarded by soldiers, brightly the moonlight shone around. Roadway and hill gleamed in the brightness, flooded with light in the garden's bound.
Sing it to the tune.
I don't know the tune.
No, but sing it to the tune.
Yeah.
Of something you do know. So sing it to a Libertines song.
Florence and the Machine. You know that.
Oh yeah, Florence. Yeah, good. Florence and the Machine. Yeah, yeah.
Flooded with light in the garden's bound, brighter than light beneath the olives. Foreign's bright sunlight might the trees. So, Lo, they are gone.
This is absolutely...
Lo, they are gone.
Stop it now.
They are gone.
Shut up. Absolutely appalling. So, good afternoon then. Welcome. It is Good Friday. I'm John Holmes, and this is Talk Radio on your afternoons from Talk Radio. And we are going to start with this.
What you're thinking? We were going down. I could feel us sinking. Then I came around. And everyone I've loved before. Before my eyes, and nothing mattered anymore. I looked into the sky. Well, I wanted something better, man. I wished for something new. Yeah, I wanted something beautiful. I wished for something true.
For my money, that is the finest Foo Fighters song that there is. That's Wheels. Foo Fighters. You're listening to Foo Fighters on Talk Radio. It's 1:10. I am, of course, John Holmes, also Talk Radio's head of music. And as such, I programmed Foo Fighters and Wheels into the system. Ask me why I'm playing Wheels by the Foo Fighters.
Dear John.
Hello.
Why are you playing Wheels by the Foo Fighters?
Because...
You're sincerely Cornelius.
Because it leads me... I was going to say neatly, but that would be the wrong word. To today's big story that everyone is talking about.
What's
because
that?
You know we launched the show. You know, I've listened intently to Julia Hartley Brewer, not her show, just her. and I've worked out now what you have to do if you're presenting a talk radio show, right? You have to pick a big story from the news.
Yeah.
Yesterday it was that someone had put a snake in a canal in Nottingham. Today's big story, because I figure that I'm travelling round the country. Today's big story involves a wheel.
A wheel.
A wheel. And it's a wheel in Dudley, in the Midlands.
Good boy.
Dudley, in the West Midlands. So, here, listen, and it's Easter-related. Yeah,
it's an Easter wheel.
Well, get this. The Bishop of Dudley,
yep.
There is such a thing.
Big fan.
Right, has praised the town's under-fire Ferris wheel for being bold and imaginative. There's a Ferris wheel, a temporary bank holiday Ferris wheel, has been put up in Dudley, and it's made everyone livid. Why? Ask me why.
John!
Yes!
Why?
Because they say, why do that? There's nothing to look at in Dudley. That's why. Even the people of Dudley have gone, this is a waste of time. There's nothing to look at. Dudley's horrible.
You can look at the Bishop of Dudley from on high.
They're actually saying like this. Why have you put a wheel in Dudley? There's nothing to look at in Dudley. Yeah. It's bloody horrible.
As the old saying goes, it's the way to win over a new audience by doing terrible accents from the regions.
Dudley in the West Midlands. Anyway, so listen to this, right? The attraction is called DYI.
DYI,
right, and it's an addition to Dudley's skyline after the bank holiday weekend. It's been criticised, as I said, because there's not enough to see in Dudley. It's the worst tourist attraction in Britain, according to many. And I'm reading you this from the Dudley Express and Star newspaper.
Oh, Richard.
Traders, councillors and MPs have sprung to the defence of the wheel, saying it's attracting new visitors to Dudley. But now the Bishop of Dudley's got involved. Because it's Easter, and he hasn't got enough to do.
He's got lots of church to do, hasn't he?
He's got lots of church, but he's...
He's doing
the church, but he's got involved in the wheel, right? He's gone...
Loads of fixtures over the Easter weekend.
Have a guess what it's been... What?
Loads of church fixtures this weekend.
Like loads of church fixtures.
Packed fixtures list.
Yeah.
Better get a day off to recover and have an ice bath.
The, guess what they've called? They've dubbed the wheel.
The Dud Lie. Oh, that's good.
The Dud Lie. And he said, it's a bold and imagined, I'm going to quote, I hope it's a real success. I look forward to riding it after Easter. That's what he said. And then what he's done, and this is why I love it, he, like anyone in the clergy, he's taken a thing and he's tenuously linked it back to Jesus. Right? Listen to this. I look forward to riding the wheel after Easter, says the Bishop of Dudley. I'll do so with a bit of trepidation, as while I love the feeling of soaring above the rooftops, I don't enjoy the feeling when you go over the top and start to descend up and down the wheel turns. I guess life can be a little bit like that as well. Holy Week has much the same feel. I am quoting.
Have they just written up a sermon?
Yeah. This is what he's going to be saying in church on Sunday. It'll save you going now. Holy Week has much the same feel as a wheel. What? It has the same feel of up and down. Jesus entered Jerusalem on an up.
Yeah.
However, he soon had a bit of a downer. That's basically what he's saying.
So Good Friday's like the second half of the wheel.
Yes.
But then what happens? So Saturday's like the bit where you're at the bottom and you can get on and off, but obviously he stayed on.
Yeah.
Because he needs to go back up
and
on Easter Sunday.
And he rose again on Easter.
But then he's coming back down again on like the Monday.
For the bank holiday.
If it's the wheel thing.
Yeah.
So is that just a bit of a hangover maybe?
It's bank holiday. A lot of people were coming down. You know. Anyway, then he writes, Jesus' triumph over death by rising on Easter Day. He says loudly and clearly that there are ups. And then he goes, love endures and will continue no matter what ups and downs are on the Ferris wheel of life.
Wow, that's good.
It means a roller coaster anyway, doesn't it? Because the Ferris wheel, it goes round and round. I don't associate it necessarily
with ups and downs.
With ups and downs. I mean, I do also think it's a good thing. I mean, I think that if he wants to go the whole Easter hog, then he should be filling,
egg.
Yeah, they need to make it more Easter-y somehow. I don't know how. I'm going to think about this, but I think they need to just have Easter theme. You know, put rabbits in one of the pods.
Yeah, all right.
I'm just
paint the pods as eggs.
I'm just throwing it out there.
Paint the pods as eggs. That's good.
Yeah.
Or hide each pod in the garden.
Yes, good. And if you want to ride on the wheel, you have to find the pod.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, this thing's at like 150 foot high or something, so they're going to have to, the pods are quite big. Think about the ones on the London Eye, they're quite big. I mean, you're going to need a big garden. But I suppose if you hide them all over Dudley, or Birmingham, you'd have to spread them out wider.
Yeah.
Paint them as eggs, hide them all over Birmingham. You know, like at Digbeth bus station or something.
Mm. That's where I would look first, yeah, actually. Yeah.
Or, the bull ring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or that school that everyone says is too Muslim in Birmingham, that one. Yeah, just hide it in there.
Mm.
Just a pod with egg.
New Street Station.
Yes.
The other one.
We're just saying things that we know about in Birmingham.
Yeah. Moore Street, is that one?
The Shakespeare pub outside New Street Station. Is or that the Shakespeare's
Is that Wetherspoons, knowing your knowledge of
pubs? No, it's not. It's not. It's just a pub which I got asked to leave.
Why?
I was wearing a football shirt.
The National Indoor Arena.
Yes, good.
The National Outdoor Arena.
Why not text in with things in Birmingham? No, don't. Good. But what we do need to do is investigate this further with an expert on the phone. An expert.
Oh. Right. Are we doing that?
just did it. Yeah. I said it.
Not into it?
No.
What's wrong with you?
That was rubbish.
You have to do that. It's Easter. The rules are you have to say eggs. It's excellent to say things
all
like
the yolks will be the same today.
Yeah.
It'll all be about eggs.
So we get an expert on who will be excellent. And he will explain.
Help us really crack into the story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shut
Break
up.
The shell of it.
That's not even where we're at.
Dig into the egg white.
Be good if the expert's called Michelle. Can you find me an expert called Michelle?
No. Well, maybe.
Try.
Okay.
We want an expert called Michelle on the phone after the adverts. Good. It's Talk Radio on Good Friday afternoon. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Hello, and welcome to another day of Export Opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Southbound M3, there's delays due to an early accident involving two cars at Junction 6 for Basingstoke, with queues back to Junction 4 for Camberley. Northbound M40, there's a lane shut and queuing traffic due to an accident between Junction 2 for Beaconsfield and 4 for High Wycombe. And the westbound A14, there's long delays due to an early accident between Junction 29 for Bar Hill and 28 for the Cambridge services, with queues back to Junction 31 for the Cloverleaf interchange. I'm Andrew Chalmer.
Did your husband accidentally transfer the contents of your joint account to a Nigerian prince called Trust Me Good Man? Perhaps you bought diet pills on the internet that made you frightened to cough. Or maybe your exotic mail-order bride turned out to be a Ukrainian pig farmer called Igor.
When the con is on, you need a man who's on it. Listen to the Radio Hustle with scam-busting supremo Alexis Conran and get the inside track on all the latest swindles, schemes, tricks and traps the fraudsters are using to get their hands on your cash.
Get tipped off, not ripped off. The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man.
Tomorrow afternoon from 1 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:21, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's a bank holiday, right? So obviously you'll be looking for things to do at a bank holiday. Now, we're going to be helping you this afternoon. We've been looking around the country at various things you can do during the bank holiday. If something's happening near you, then let us know. Like this, for instance, this is the Tynmouth Red Arrows. This weekend, this is excellent. We'll be providing a flyby in Tynmouth in the formation of Jesus' ascension to heaven.
Mm.
They're going to recreate that, but with blue and red smoke to the theme tune of the Scorpions' "Rock You Like a Hurricane." That sounds excellent.
Yeah, it does sound good, actually.
So the Tynmouth Red Arrows recreating Jesus' ascension to heaven with blue and red smoke to a soundtrack of the Scorpions' "Rock You Like a Hurricane." That's in Tynmouth, and that's happening on Monday. So if you've got an event happening like that near you, then we do want to hear from you. Text your events. Have you got an event? Because one come in.
Yeah,
what have you got there?
Yeah. I'll tell you what I'm doing. Yeah. I'm going to Margate to watch the Grand Kite Race.
Oh yeah,
organised by the Rotary Club, of course.
Excellent. Right.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Great. Sounds brilliant. And don't forget, there is a diabetic Easter egg hunt, which is organised by the Tilsley Diabetes and Egg Society. If you've got an event, 222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Thank you very much. One 23 Talk Radio, good Friday afternoon, and you'll know our big story of the day, because that's how you do Talk Radio, you have to pick a big story of the day, don't you? And today's big story took us all the way to Dudley in the West Midlands, where there is a controversial wheel. We were going to talk about that with an expert.
That's right, John.
An expert to... explain.
Examine.
Cornelius, explain.
Stop it. And they've started to come in, actually, on the tweets, and I'm not going to read them out.
Well, Pete Hawkins has just said, an oof already.
Good.
Egg.
Very continental.
Good. Right, fine. Okay, good. I promise you an expert, and I did say, Dave, did I not, to find me an expert called Michelle. Because of the egg thing.
Exactly. So. To be honest, John, I mean, there's someone on the line now. I think you'd be very pleased with their name.
Okay. Hi, on the line now. Is that Michelle?
Hello?
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 Hi, hi. Who's that?
It's Andy Turton.
Bear with me a second. Just bear with Dave.
Yeah?
He's called Andy.
Andy, yeah. I thought you'd be very pleased.
Andy
Turton. I think someone called Michelle, because it ties in with the... egg theme.
It's called Andy Turton, and Turton sounds a bit like turtle, and turtles have shells. What else have shells? Eggs.
And turtles lay eggs.
Boom!
Oh, wow.
There's a reason why you can only get a job here.
I'm out.
Andy, hi!
Hello, how are you
hi,
guys?
Right? We're fine, thanks, yeah.
I'm very excited to be on tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, see?
Hang up.
So, I've no idea who you are, because Dave hasn't told me. Who are you, Andy? What sort of expert are you?
I'm the deputy chief reporter of the Express and Star here in sunny Dudley.
Excellent!
Oh, wow.
So you're the newspaper that broke this story.
Indeed.
Like Woodward and Bernstein, but of Dudley.
Of Dudley, yeah, that's the context, yeah.
Excellent.
Woodward and Bernstein.
Stop it now. So you've done enough damage, frankly, Dave. Get out of the studio.
Bye.
Right. So, Andy, right, so tell us, what's the controversy over the Dudley wheel?
Well, the Dudley wheel, it's come into the town centre over the last couple of weeks. It was brought in as sort of a way to showcase the beautiful town of Dudley, to showcase all that it has to offer. People can see the beautiful vista over the top of the town centre.
Right, let me just stop you there, right? As critic, I'm not saying this, but I put to you that critics are saying, right, there's nothing to see in Dudley.
Oh, God, shock horror,
I know. But what is there to see in Dudley?
There's a wonderful medieval castle, Dudley Castle, the finest in the Black Country. It gives you a wonderful look over the whole of the area. It was the home of the industry of revolution, of course, as well, Dudley as well.
Yes, yeah.
Many wonderful attractions here. So, it's caused definitely put people in a bit of a spin around the area, you know, to hear sort of people coming out saying that it's been branded sort of Britain's worst tourist attraction, which people just can't take. They were amazed by that.
Yeah. Well, look, we were discussing how to make me theme it around Easter a bit more. We were thinking, we were having a chat, and we thought, because it's got pods on it, has it? Like the London Eye? Yeah.
It's a little mini version of the London Eye. I can't say quite it's the same scale, of course, but yeah, it's got these little pods on there that take you up and around.
Well, so, good. This is good, because it makes our plan easy then, because it's smaller. So we're thinking, what you need to do, right, is the people of Dudley should come out over this Easter weekend and decorate the pods like eggs.
Ah, right, okay,
right, because
they're
like egg-shaped, right? Yeah. But then, here's how you make it exciting. You dismantle, you take the pods, you unscrew the pods from the wheel, right? And you hide them around Dudley and Birmingham. And then if people want to ride on the wheel, they have to go on a sort of pod egg hunt.
Oh, wow, yeah, blimey, that's putting the grey matter to work, isn't it? Yeah, I like that, yeah.
Yeah, I had to say that quite carefully. I didn't want to go the full Nicky Campbell when I said pod egg hunt. This has now become sort of, I can see producer Dave through the glass, and he's now looking at me because this has become a game of almost saying a really bad swear word roulette.
Stop it.
So you could go on a pod egg hunt.
Yeah.
right? And the people of Dudley could hunt the eggs, right? Yeah. And when you find them, you carry it back to the wheel and get in it, and I've made it more Eastery for you.
You have. That's really good. That's probably going to get the crowd flocking in, I would have said.
Yeah, exactly. Fill the pods with Easter things I mentioned as well. So, you know, you stuff one full of rabbits. Hot cross buns, eggs, lambs. What else is Eastery? Bottles of
chicks.
Bottles of Rolling Rock.
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
It's a beer. It's an American beer.
Okay.
But Rolling Rock, that ties in with Easter, doesn't it?
How?
Because of the rock that rolled away from the tomb.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's good.
Thanks.
Fair enough.
And then, you know, you could ride round dispensing Easter joy. I don't know. Has the wheel sort of revolutionised the Dudley landscape, would you say, Andy?
I think it certainly put a little bit of a new landmark on there, definitely. But whether it's revolutionised it, I'm not sure. But it certainly brought a modern sort of attraction into the town centre for a change, yeah, definitely.
Have you been on it?
I have, yeah. It's very good, very good. Yeah, you get to see all over the town centre, yeah. I mean, okay, there is some office blocks and some shops that need a bit of doing up, but there's also, they've revitalised some of the marketplace in the town centre, and like I said, the castle, there's museums and that as well. So, yeah, it's not too bad, it's good.
Great, okay. Well, there, you've heard it from the man on the spot there. It's not too bad, it's good.
Glowing endorsement.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you very much, Andy. I mean, I'm annoyed that you're not called Michelle, but, you know, that's fine.
If I could get the wonderful people of the United Kingdom into Dudley, though, that'll be a good start.
There's something to do over the bank holiday.
Yeah.
Go to Dudley to go on the big pod egg hunt.
To go on a Ferris wheel, there you go.
And that's that covered off. Thanks very much, Andy. That's Andy. He's from the newspaper that broke that story. It's, you know, there's Watergate and now Wheelgate in Dudley. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Complete with the patented self-revolving conversation and early morning mechanical masticating topical debate stimulator. The well-supplied Mr. Jake Yap's super entertaining Sunday Breakfast Program. Add milk, add guests, add Jake Yap. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Women are equal now, more or less. Except that...
What was that, Dave? Dave?
Oh, that's just a little teaser for what we're about to do on the show, John.
Is that otherwise known as a mistake?
Ah, little teaser, John.
Was it a mistake?
Ah, little teaser there. You quite excited about what's about to happen?
Right, so, see, we got through half an hour there without the Omni shambles.
Yeah.
And then 1:31 precisely.
Yeah, that was my fault in fairness.
Yeah, no, it was. Right, so, we are, it's Friday, I don't know if you noticed, it's Friday.
Yes.
It's Friday.
It's good Friday.
Yeah, still to come on the programme, a brand new quiz, Paul Rossmaster, paid intern Con.
Morning.
Afternoon. Will be in the lift. In this building, as it travels downwards, reading out the haters' texts and tweets that we've received over the past 5 days in the first week of Talk Radio. That's a feature we're calling condescending. We've got Blind John is in doing film reviews. We're doing film reviews like other programmes, but genuinely, our film reviewer is registered blind. He's called John. He goes to see films for us. Excellent. He's coming in. There's a diversity pay-per-view. There's the big debate at 3 as well, of course. And as it is Friday, though... We have decided it's All Request Friday. It's All Request Friday.
Request Friday.
What?
Some Request Friday.
Why?
There's a legal issue with All Request Friday. Simon Mayo does that.
Oh, Simon Mayo does it?
Yeah.
On Radio 2?
Yeah. We can't do that, can we?
No, well, it's just...
Some Request Friday is what we're calling ours.
Some...
Because it's not all. I mean, it's a misnomer anyway, because we've just done something that wasn't a request, for example. We talked to a man about a wheel.
It's some request for legal reasons. We're calling it Some Request Friday. If you've got a request, send it in now. But the problem here, of course, is that it's not a music radio station.
Oh yeah. What are we going to do?
Well, I've thought it through, right? It's requests. Works in the same way for anniversaries, birthdays, shout-outs.
Mm-hmm.
If you're driving somewhere for the bank holiday, call us, let's, or text us. We'll get you on the phone, yeah, to request something. But here's the thing. Because it's a talk radio station, you have to request a talk or a speech. A classic talk or speech.
Okay.
Yeah, that you want to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Just your favourite talk or speech?
Yeah. But sure. It works in the same way as music requests.
Okay.
So, I mean, that makes entire sense.
Yeah.
You know.
I guess, yeah.
So that's what we're going to do. Is that right? Is that what we're doing? Yeah. Are we doing what? Have we got one come in yet? I don't know.
I've got one. It's come in, yeah.
There you go. Straight away. 87222. Start
your message with the word talk.
Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your tweet with any word you like.
Yep. And it's Some Request Friday. Hey, why not request a speech or a talk? What have we got?
Afternoon, John.
Hi.
Terry, Sarah and the girls are on the way to Bognor for the bank holiday.
Excellent.
Could you please play Everyday Sexism by Laura Bates? We all like speaking along to it in the car.
What is it?
It's a speech.
What are you talking about?
It's a TED talk.
Oh, right, good, excellent, right, okay, so this is, yeah, good, well, that's exactly right. I mean, if you've got a favourite talk or speech, this is where you can hear on the radio. So, who is it, Terry?
Terry, Sarah and the girls on
Terry,
the way
Sarah
to Bognor.
Terry, Sarah and the girls on the way to Bognor. I know you love talking along with this in the car. So this is,
Everyday Sexism by Laura Bates.
Women are equal now, more or less. Except that in our Houses of Parliament, where the policies that affect all of us are debated and defined, less than one in four MPs is a woman. Women make up one-fifth of the membership of the House of Lords. The UK comes joint 57th in the world for gender equality in Parliament. And then I looked into the law, and I found that just 4 out of 35 Lord Justices of Appeal and just 18 out of 108 High Court judges are women. So I decided to look at the arts. And I found that it was reported in 2010 that out of 2,300 works, one of our most prestigious art institutions, the National Gallery, had paintings by just 10 women. I found that at the Royal Opera House, it's been over 13 years since a female choreographer was commissioned to create a piece for the main stage. And that out of 573 listed statues up and down the UK commemorating people of interest, just 15% of them are of women.
Oh, especially for Terry and the girls.
Terry, Sarah and the girls.
Terry, Sarah and the girls on their way to Bognor. Oh, in fact, we played that for them. Excellent. That's
everyone was talking along in the booth.
That's a catchy TED talk. You know, I mean, I was tapping my foot to it.
Yeah.
I don't mind telling you. That was one of...
Just puts me in a good mood, though. Like a good talk.
The sun's
on a Friday.
Shining, yeah. For a bank holiday. It's great to hear a TED talk about everyday sex.
Turn up the volume.
Isn't
let it pump out.
I imagine if you're probably driving and people are listening to this, you probably saw them talking along with that in the next car. Absolutely excellent. It was, what was it called? Everyday
Sexism by Laura Bates.
Absolutely, what a classic.
Yeah.
If you want to request a talk or a speech that's your favourite, you know, maybe you had your first dance to one. To a TED talk. Then, maybe you've got one that, reminds you of a lost person.
Mm.
Then please text in your request, your talk request to Talk Radio for Some Request Friday. You can do it 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or via at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
And, you know, we'll call you back. We could even get you on the telephone.
Hmm.
Just like we're about to do with someone else.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Yes, indeed. It is Lonely Lunches. If you've heard the show, before, you'll know that what we like to do is become your virtual friend. Have you lunch? Have you? But have you on your own? That's the question. If you've been shunned by your work colleagues, or indeed your family, and of being forced to lunch between 1 and 2 on your own for whatever reason. I mean, you might even have the day off today because it's a bank holiday, but you've got no friends and no one to chat with. Well, this is where we bring you office chat writ large on the radio. Think of us as your colleague, your virtual friend, as I say, and we can talk about anything you like, because we can do last night's TV. Sure we can. We can hold our own in any conversation. Holidays? What are you doing for the bank holiday? Idle chit-chat. That is what we provide. Today's lonely luncher wanting some company is on the telephone now, and it's a person. Hello, person.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name?
My name's Giacomo.
Giacomo, how nice to meet Giacomo. This is Lonely Lunch, Giacomo, then, where we will happily, you know, pretend to be your... we'll feign interest in your life. Just
thank
like,
you so much.
Just like colleagues do. So,
yeah,
you know, it's fun. Well, before we find out what you want to idly chit-chat about, of course, where are you and what are you doing?
Well, I'm currently at home doing a university assignment, and I'm alone because all of my friends don't have assignments and they're at the pub.
Oh, yeah.
That is harsh.
I can see why you'd want to call in. I mean, what are you having for lunch, Giacomo? What are you going to eat?
I've got a pate and cucumber sandwich cut into four triangles. It's really nice, but, you know, it's not nice if you can't share it with someone.
No, it's not, is it? And I'll be honest with you, the fact that you've taken the time to cut it into four triangles depresses me.
That is really depressing. It is. It's like you're trying to pretend you're your own mum.
Yeah, or, you know, some people are popping around for some sandwich party or something.
Yeah.
It's just depressing.
Only people who work at prep and prepare platters should cut sandwiches into quarters.
Yeah, so...
But I've got a cuddly toy in my room, and I think he's been eyeing it up for a while.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Okay. Giacomo's a bit weird. No wonder his friends have gone to the pub. So, Giacomo, what would you like to idly talk about in Lonely Lunch Club time?
Well, it's Easter weekend, isn't it?
That's right.
And I was wondering, like, do you have a big Sunday roast like you do on Christmas?
That's good. This is good banter. That is a strong start.
What are you doing
to an office style conversation, Giacomo?
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the role. Ask me again. I'm now in the role of a colleague.
So, what are you doing for Easter lunch?
None of your business, mate.
That's a bit harsh.
Yeah, I'm only kidding, mate. Just a bit of office banter, that was. Just a little office. I was just joshing Giacomo.
He got you there, didn't
it's
he?
It's office banter.
He got you. He's a right joker, John. He's a right card in the pack.
I am.
You
are. Round the office.
Yeah, round the office.
Always laughing. I'll tell you, Giacomo. Do you know what? I might go out for lunch.
That's nice.
Giacomo. I might just do that. Yeah, you know, because I don't want to... I mean, it's not... Easter's not like Christmas, is it? And I think it should... Personally, I think the world would be a better place if we all got as excited about Easter as we do about Christmas, Giacomo, to be honest with you.
Mm.
I was chatting to Sarah, who works in accounts.
Oh, really? She's in the accounts now?
She's in accounts in Giacomo's...
She was in HR.
House. you're right, she was in HR.
Yeah,
which is just the offices by Giacomo's.
She did the admin when I joined the company, or the house.
Giacomo's toilet. And so she, but I was chatting to her about this, and she said the same. She said that, Giacomo, she said that Easter's not like Christmas, and she thinks it should be as well.
Yeah,
and,
it'd be really nice.
It would, wouldn't it? Because we'd all celebrate it a bit more. We'd all have 2 weeks off work. Or something, probably, and it would just be a... Whereas it's over too quick, isn't it, Easter? That's the problem with it.
I'm not surprised Sarah wants another Christmas, though, after what she did at the Christmas party.
Oh, I know, when she sat on the photocopy of Giacomo's house.
Yeah, the photocopy, the industrial photocopy.
What did she do to my house?
She sat on the photocopy. Do you remember at your party she sat on that photocopy?
Oh, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Cool.
She's a strumpet. That's Sarah, isn't she? Everyone says. Everyone says that she did it with Paul, who is one of the cleaners here in your house.
I've heard about Paul.
Yeah.
Some bad things.
Bad rep, Paul, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right, we've done... What else do you want to idly banter about? We've done Easter.
Well, I don't know. Like, you see football? Like, you know, the football, the general football stuff.
I've seen the football stuff. I need to adopt the football.
Okay.
Seen a football, haven't I? I love it, the football. What I love best about a football is when a bloke, that bloke kicks that ball. I love that.
Shocking display last night, though.
I love it when they run it. So they cover every blade of grass on the pitch, don't they?
Yeah.
So I tell you what, Giacomo, if you ask me, it's a game of two halves, right? But I think it should be a game of four halves, like your sandwiches. I think it should be a game that's been cut into triangles. Football. It's cut into triangle with the crusts off. Yeah, that's the problem with English football now, is that it's not triangular enough, is it? It's just not.
4-4-2, mate. 4-4-2.
Just four triangles.
Four, just straight up four.
Four triangles.
4-4-4.
And in the middle of it, Sarah's sitting on the photocopier again.
And then Paul lingering at the side.
Yeah, Paul. Leching, isn't he, Paul? I hate Paul. Everyone hates Paul. I don't know why he even works. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't clean anything. He's a cleaner. He doesn't clean anything, does he?
No, Paul's the worst.
You throw those sandwiches on the floor, Giacomo, he won't pick them up.
Oh, that's a waste.
All right, we've done football. Anything else?
Sorry, Giacomo, can I borrow your pen?
Hang on. Let me pass it to you. There you go.
Okay, cheers. Thanks, you can have it right now.
Okay.
It's gone. What are you doing?
I don't know. Mine's disappeared from my desk. Someone's been touching my pens.
Oh.
It's probably that Paul. He would touch anyone's pens, wouldn't he?
Thing is with Paul, do you remember last Easter, what he left in the fridge over the break?
That was disgusting.
On that Tuesday after.
Why would you put that in a fridge?
I know.
Put it in the toilet, Paul, where it belongs. Yeah. Don't do that in the fridge, you filthy man. God, I wonder Sarah dumped him. Right, that's office banter all done and dealt with. Thanks, Giacomo. Enjoy your sandwiches. Have a lovely Easter. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's 1:45. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
Northbound M6 is blocked with stationary traffic due to an accident involving six vehicles between junction 10A for the M54 and 11 for Cannock. Northbound M1, there's a lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 18 for Rugby and 19 for the Catthorpe interchange. Eastbound M27 is partially blocked with delays due to an accident at junction 12 for Portsmouth, and the northbound M40, there's a lane shut and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 2 for Beaconsfield and 4 for High Wycombe. I'm Andrew Chaloner.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
1:48, good afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio Afternoons. I am John Holmes, and now it's time to make the news up. It's Headline Hijack, where we invite you to hijack the headline. The clue's kind of in the name. And all you have to do is make up a news story that's mildly plausible. It will then come out of the mouth of newsreader Tim. And because it's coming out of his mouth, it will sound like the truth. And that's why we do it. The point is, you see, is that because of your, you know, people aren't necessarily listening until about 2 o'clock because it's lunchtime, so they might be out and about doing things. If you are at work, happen to be at work on a bank holiday, it could well mean that they are out of the office and you are listening. And if they come back at 2 o'clock in time for the news, they will hear the news and believe it to be true because it's the news. But within it will be a lie, and they've not heard this bit, so they won't know it's there. And they'll just go about the rest of their day believing your nonsense. We'd like you to make up a news story, and here's how you send it in. You can text it to 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You can tweet it at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
You could email it, apparently, even though I've discovered that going to the website talkradio.co.uk and using the contact us box doesn't work. Because
that's odd. Most things work.
No, you're thinking of somewhere else.
Oh, yeah.
You forgot. This is Talk Radio.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Where over the last week we've discovered that most things don't work.
Yeah.
The studio.
What?
The studio downstairs.
You know what?
The studio over there in the corner. You.
Do you know what I found is behind this fabric on the wall?
The soundproofing fabric?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know, it's actually made of tin pot.
Yeah.
The studio is,
so when they said, yeah, we've got a tin pot studio.
Yeah.
That's what they did mean.
Yeah.
Because it's cheap, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't cost very much.
No.
You know, it doesn't cost very much. I mean, if you had to spend money on it, like, I don't know, perhaps buying some sort of processing equipment to go across the signal to make it sound nice, you know. But no, that costs money, so they haven't bothered with that.
You know,
get a proper broadcaster, right? But no, you get Paul Ross, don't you? Because it's cheaper.
It's cheaper.
You know, you could have got Jonathan.
Yeah. You
know, but no, instead, what you've done is you've got the Paul Ross Lidl to Jonathan's Waitrose. Haven't you? That's what you've done. There. You know, and it could have sounded nice. But,
But
that's what happens, isn't it? Anyway, where were we? Oh, that's right, Headline Hijack.
That's how
you can get in touch. Yeah, they are coming in. Okay, what have we got here? Let's have a look. The Queen, this is from Lucy. Hi, Lucy. The Queen has joined Instagram.
Ooh.
Her first post was a picture of her corgi, Jasper, and had the caption, "This is my corgi, Jasper. Hashtag no filter. Hashtag dogs so finstagram.
Dogs of Instagram."
Okay. Hashtag royal doggy. Hashtag royal. Hashtag royale.
Wow.
Queen's join Instagram there. What have you got there, Colm?
Yes, apparently the country's motorways will be taking the day off. The country's motorways.
The what?
A Good Friday
initiative.
That
was the wrong place to stop in that word, wasn't it? You alright? You alright there?
Yeah.
Carry on.
No.
The nation's motorways.
The nation's motorways will be taking the day off this Easter Sunday. People are advised to check routes before they travel. That's from Sophie. Sorry, Sophie.
After charging to use toilets, major train stations are now considering charging to wash your hands in the sink afterwards.
What?
Yes. Well, you know you pay 30 pence, don't you, or whatever, at a major train station to go for a wee. Which is a disgrace.
It's gone up now. It's gone up to 50p at Charing Cross Station.
This is Talk Radio. You Talk Radio, yeah. 50p to have a wee. It's political correctness gone mad.
Yeah.
I blame
Uber.
Yes. I blame Uber.
Uber. It's all yeah. Uber's fault.
And I blame the left-wing fuddy-duddies.
Yeah, the fuddy-duddy lefties.
Does this sound like Talk Radio now?
Yeah, it sounds
okay.
Exactly like
you just blame things, don't you?
Yeah, yeah.
I blame swans. I blame Easter. I blame all religions. Equally, just so we don't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Anyway, headline hijack 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
any
want.
Word you like. Keep them coming in. A Good Friday initiative backfired today. This is from James. When a group of do-gooders accidentally assisted in a house robbery. The group were asked to hold a ladder while the thief climbed in through a window. It's the Good Friday initiative. What else we got there?
Apparently, according to GEMA, the British Medical Association have announced that senior doctors are now considering joining junior doctors on their walkout. And if they do decide to do that, the only people left to operate in theatres will be middle management doctors.
Middle management doctors. Well, they're the level of doctors, you know, that you don't really need. It's like any middle management.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, how many have you met here so far?
Oh, no.
I know. And I know, they don't do anything.
No, I've never seen them do one thing.
No. Just a middle... What are you, a middle manager? What are you doing? Middling about? Managing things? Oh, don't forget, by the way, it's also Some Request Friday.
Of course.
We need to pick a winner for Headline Hijack, which I think we've now done. Have we picked a winner for Headline Hijack? I think we have. Right, we need to go and give that to Tim. What will happen now, at 2 o'clock, Tim will come in here and he'll do the news. But your made-up news story... Do you want me to give the name of the winner now, or should I do it afterwards? Producer Dave.
Afterwards.
Afterwards?
Yeah.
Okay, fine. Why I like not? The way that we have our planning meetings on air.
Yeah.
I think that's fine, isn't it? All right, we'll do it afterwards. Good. So, congratulations, person whose story that is. And keep listening, because your made-up news story will be in the news with Tim at 2 o'clock. However, it is, as I said, Some Request Friday. Not all request. Some Request Friday. But being a talk radio station, obviously we can't do, you know, the traditional requests. So you can request talks. If you've got a favourite talk that you like talking along to, perhaps it means something to you, then, you know, get in touch. We'll give you a shout and indeed an out. With your favourite talks. This is excellent. This has just come in. This is John. Hi, John. Loving the show. Loving Some Request Friday, where we can request talks and speeches. It's my wonderful... who's this from? Is it from Karen? Yes. John, it's my wonderful daughter's 6 years old. 6 years old today. It's my daughter's 6th birthday today. Please could you play her favourite TED Talk? She loves Pieter Kubben's. She loves Pieter Kubben.
Oh, he's a master.
Pieter Kubben.
We're always inundated with requests for him.
He's so very popular. Anyway, her favourite Pieter Kubben TED Talk is From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare. And even though it is a kid's favourite, she writes, I have to admit, talking along to it every now and again myself. So especially for you, Karen, and your daughter's, you haven't told us your daughter's name. Oh. Your daughter's 6th birthday, especially for you then, and do enjoy this. Do enjoy talking along. Here's Pieter Kubben with From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare.
In 1995, David Sackett introduced a concept called evidence-based medicine, and basically it consists of three pillars. One, scientific literature. Two, physician experience. And three, maybe surprisingly, patient preference. Now, in my talk, I will focus on the first two parts, because the next session will contain more information on patient preference in detail. So, what about the literature? PubMed, which is the most used search engine for professional health literature, currently indexes more than 700,000 articles every single year. And the amount, the volume of knowledge, is just increasing, not only in medicine in general, but also in medicine. The amount of knowledge, the volume of information, is increasing at a much higher speed than our capacity to deal with it. And this creates a situation which the World Health Organization calls
the no-do gap. It is available somewhere in this huge pile of papers, but it doesn't reach your bedside. So, how to change that? Before we start thinking about it and discussing, let's first take a look at some limitations of the scientific literature.
Absolutely. What a classic. I mean, I have to say.
What a talk.
What a talk.
What a talk.
That's, of course, Pieter Kuban and his hit From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare. And we're playing that especially this afternoon for Karen and her daughter's sixth birthday. Happy birthday, nameless child. I was talking along myself. I mean, absolutely talking along to that. Do keep your requests for some Request Friday coming in, of course. You can send them in on 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can tweet them at Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
That's it. And, of course, also, don't forget, we're doing bank holiday events as well. And you are texting those in. Tell us what's going on in and around where you are, and we'll promote it like the radio does. At Durham Castle. Durham Castle this afternoon, there's a bank holiday special Easter egg hunt for Red October. An Easter egg hunt for Red October, where children will be encouraged to look for eggs and submarines. That's from Ed in Newcastle. Thanks, Ed. What have you got there?
James Waters has tweeted in saying, In Royal Tunbridge Wells this Sunday, it's the annual chocolate parade where they coat the poor in chocolate for sheer amusement.
I've been to that.
Have you?
I've been to that, yes. And you can, it's the only day of the year that you can lick the poor.
Really?
Yes, and it is.
Sounds like a really special occasion.
It really is a good day out. More of that, of course, if there's something happening in and around your area, then you can let us know and we'll promote it for you, just like the radio does. Still to come, of course, on the show this afternoon, there will be a game, a quiz called Paul Rossmaster. Details of that. And also, paid intern con.
Morning.
Afternoon. We'll be in a lift reading out the haters' texts and tweets in a feature we're calling Condescending. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's coming up to 2 o'clock. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's 10 men, backs to the wall. It's a free kick in injury time. It's a sudden death penalty shootout. For those football crunch moments, it has to be Burton's Fish and Chips. The satisfying football snack available in three fantastic flavours, including salt and vinegar, pickled onion and curry sauce. Look for the classic newspaper wrap bags in snack retailers everywhere. Burton's Fish and Chips.
Kicks hunger into the back of the net.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, you can always get a great range of trade products at great trade prices. And now we've made the trade price of our rugby premium cement, well, even greater. Until the end of March, get a 25-kilogram bag of rugby premium cement in waterproof plastic packaging for only £3.25 ex-VAT. And don't forget to get your copy of the new, even bigger Selco trade price guide in branch now.
Get it straight from Selco.
Selco.
It's where the trade go.
With a squad of over 5,000 to choose from, you're bound to score a low-mileage, nearly new car at one of Motorpoint's 9 branches nationwide. You won't break the bank or any transfer records either, with prices like a 64-plate Ford Focus 1-litre EcoBoost for under £10,000, saving over £8,000 on the new list price. There's part exchange and finance available, and the golden goal of choice, value and service. Don't get left on the sidelines. Start your search at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint. Car buying made easy.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Whether it's food or cosmetics, demand for UK products overseas is growing fast, and your business could be missing out. For help selling online to millions of people around the world, visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's Talk Radio. It's 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
A British man who went missing after the terror attacks in Brussels has been confirmed dead. David Dixon, who was originally from Hartlepool, had been living in the Belgian capital and is thought to have been caught up in the bombing on the metro. The 53-year-old's family say it's the most terrible and devastating news. Meanwhile, Belgium's nuclear agency has confirmed some staff members have had their security passes taken away following Tuesday's attacks. In one of the raids since the bombings, police found a 10-hour-long video showing the home of an executive from the Belgian Centre for Nuclear Energy. duty. Sky's Alistair Bunkle says there's speculation about what the footage was for.
One working theory is that they might have been looking to perhaps kidnap him and then force him to hand over the sort of equipment, the radioactive material that they would need for a dirty bomb.
The brother of one of the bombers who blew himself up in Brussels on Tuesday has described his family's sense of disbelief. Mored Lachraoui says Najim had given no warning he'd been radicalised before he suddenly left for Syria in 2013 and broke contact with his relatives.
He was a nice boy overall, clever, and there you are. That is how I will remember him. Sad, overwhelmed, touched by what happened. I couldn't believe it was him, but, well, there you are. We don't choose our family.
The Belgian media are reporting that an explosion has been heard during a police operation in Brussels. It's happened in the Schaerbeek district of the city, where people were arrested overnight. A man and a woman have died after their car hit a tree in Lancashire. The female driver, a male passenger believed to be in their early 20s, suffered fatal head injuries. They were pronounced dead at the scene of the crash in Hoxton. Councils in England and Wales think the bill following this winter's flooding will be around £250 million. The worst hit area was Cumbria, where the local government association estimates repairs could cost £175 million.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Australia have beaten Pakistan by 21 runs in Group 2 of the World T20. Aussie captain Stephen Smith, 61 with the bat, and James Faulkner's 5 for 27 with the ball did the damage. Alex Hales will train with the England cricket squad in the hope he'll be fit enough to face Sri Lanka in Delhi tomorrow. Hales missed the win against Afghanistan because of a back problem, but teammate Joe Root's hopeful he will be available. Joe Hart's coming under pressure to keep his spot as England's goalkeeper. He'll miss tomorrow's friendly with world champions Germany with injury. Fraser Forster's hoping to be called up. The Southampton number one is open about his ambitions to dislodge Hart from the team.
You know, we're very fortunate to have, you know, a number of really good keepers, so there's obviously strong competition for the position, but, you know, we all want to come and we all want to play, and, you know, that's no secret. I think everyone would say that.
The weather, a mainly dry afternoon with sunny spells, going to feel warm in the sunshine, highs of 14 degrees. And finally, the government have suggested that over the next 2 years, fire stations will be able to make the choice to become academies. That would mean they wouldn't need to follow the government's set fire safety regulations, but could make up their own.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Right, good afternoon. It is 2:05. It is Good Friday. It is Talk Radio. Hello, I am John Holmes. And don't forget, if you'd like to get in touch with the show this afternoon, you can also do it via a series of late 19th century signal lamps. All you need to do is use a carbon arc lantern at a maximum transmission rate of no more than 14 words per minute. Of course, if it is cloudy where you are, simply aim your eldest lamp at the cloud base, as that will allow us to read your message here. Do remember, of course, optical communications will be charged at your normal signal, Victorian signal lamp rates. We've got stuff coming up, and the stuff is this. Paul Rossmaster, a quiz about the everybody's favourite new national breakfast host, Paul Ross. Your knowledge of Paul Ross, well and truly tested. There is a man in a lift reading out haters' texts and tweets as the lift goes downward through the building. That is in a feature we call Condescending. We'll also have the big debate at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
I've also got some texts and tweets coming in, of course. As you know, this is a place being Talk Radio where you can simply channel your feelings about anything. It doesn't matter what we're talking about at all. Okay, you just, you know, it's a Talk Radio station, so just send your reactionary messages, right? So, for instance, Pete's been on, he's just written benefits. And we've got, who's this from here? It's Dean, and he's just written, yeah, over here.
like that. So you can keep those coming in, by all means, and we'll get through more of them in this afternoon. I think, though, I'm right in saying that we can... Am I right in saying that we're going live to... We're going to a lift, am I right? We're going to a lift, I'm just hearing in my ear. So, yeah, we're going to a lift because the haters gonna hate. The haters gonna hate, 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 hate. Yeah, the haters gonna hate. And this is where, if you hate us on this show, then you can be recognised for your hatred on the radio. That's how it's going to work. You can send your hates to 87222, start with hate with the word talk, or you can hate us for free at Talk Radio on Twitter. Rather than just ignore all of the trolling, of course, the text, the tweets, and so on and so forth, we like to embrace it. Give them to our paid intern Cornelius, who insists is called Con for short, and send him to the lift here in the building at Talk Radio, where it travels downwards through the building as he reads them out. It's a feature we like to call condescending, and it's on Talk Radio.
I'm Con. Not the only lift in the building, John. We don't work at the other place. There's much smaller. That used to be a big office, and this building is basically a three-story house in South London. But I'm at the lift. I've got it here. I'll walk in now.
Yeah.
Okay. There's a talk sport is on.
Because of Holland.
Oh, yeah.
And Johan Cruyff.
I can hear it.
Slightly better than Hart. Anyway, so let's do this.
Come on, then.
Right. There's only three floors, so I'm not sure how we're going to do this.
Yeah. All right.
At Jay Curtis, it says, the John Holmes show is an embarrassment. I am cringing listening to it.
Fair enough.
Is there really an audience for this rubbish?
Probably not.
Someone texted, good to see your broadcasting standards are as low as ever. Good work, everyone. Also, I'm no good at puns, but I've heard Cornelius loves a cockatoo. Because apparently we were talking about birds the other day.
Birds.
Art Birchall has tweeted, bring back Mike Mendoza to Overnight Radio for an alternative opinion. I don't know who or what that is.
It's because you're 12.
Welcome Man said, tried this new app talk radio station. Some guy called John Holmes, puerile rubbish. I'll give it 2 months before they pull the plug.
I'll give it a month.
Talk Radio, you let a bunch of wallies on the air. That's from Terry on Twitter.
Thanks, Terry.
It took me 2 minutes to start hating John Holmes. I'm surprised I lasted that long.
Fair enough.
Radio people,
yep.
Shock jocks are so 90s, don't you think? Scott Mills tweeted that. And someone else tweeted in, let's have a look, saying that this is an omni-shambles of cockery. Tom Borman tweeted, online sound quality of a talk radio still isn't great. At John Holmes sounds like he's currently presenting from inside a tunnel.
I am inside
a tunnel. Actually, it's me and I'm inside a lift.
Good point.
And finally, yep. Someone texted, the sound quality of your show matches your content quality. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much, Con. In the lift there, the haters gonna hate. So if you hate the show in any way at all, then do let us know, of course. 87222, start your hate with the word talk, or you can hate us for free at Talk Radio. That is condescending on Talk Radio. Oh, you're back in then. Good, right, fine, hi. 11 minutes past two. There are at least two words you said in there that I don't think you can say on the radio.
Really?
I think so. By the way, if you want to keep your texts coming in, of course, and your bank holiday events continuing, it's a bank holiday, of course, we are helping promote your event. Because I read that's what you do on the radio, isn't it? People send things in and you go, yeah, bank holiday! Because I've heard the radio and I've heard it happen. And people just go, yeah, what are you doing for the bank holiday? Yeah, I'm excited. Let us know. And what that isn't is a radio presenter being interested at all in your life, but is just saying it to provide content for the show. Here's an interesting thing, actually, before we get to it.
Mm-hmm.
I came in the studio at 1 o'clock to do what they call in the radio parlance a handover.
Handover.
With Julia Hartley Brewery. Right. and the and she's left her screen open.
Has she?
Yeah, a screen open. See this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
See that, right? And it's a rundown of what Julia does on her show. But it's a box that the producer outside can type messages to Julia on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And this is, so just to tell her what's happening next, and it says that, I'm going to read it to you.
Right? Okay.
Read it to you verbatim, what it says in Julia's box, right? It says, Julia, headlines at 10:30, so she knows,
mm-hmm.
right? And then it says, remember to plug that Sam Delaney isn't in today. Yasmin...
Plug that.
Yeah,
make sure you stay tuned because Sam Delaney isn't in.
yeah, that's the message. Yasmin Khan is in, it says. But okay. Then brilliantly, it just says, Julia, read some tweets to fill time. Come on, read some tweets to fill time.
Yes, I will do. Thomas has said we're doing things you're doing this bank holiday weekend.
That's correct.
Thomas has said he's going to a Brigham bisexual sale at the Didcot Jelly Rooms.
that's worth going to. The Norfolk, this is, who sent this in here? Laura, the Norfolk Gay and Lesbian Guild this weekend are having a bring and bisexual sale. So that's good, isn't it? And that's weirdly in Bristol.
So, oh, really?
Yeah, they've travelled all the way.
Well, it's an Easter event, really. You wouldn't have it on any other weekend.
That's true, yeah. The Chester Cut Flower Society will be unveiling the biggest collection of chrysanthemums ever to be seen on the planet in one vase.
Oh, wow.
This Easter weekend. They've created a special huge Easter vase in the shape of Pontius Pilate. So if you're in Chester this weekend, then, you know, why not have a look at the Pontius Pilate-shaped vase full of chrysanths? Something to do over Easter there. Also, don't forget, being Friday, it is Some Request Friday. I wanted to call it All Request Friday, but apparently there's a legal reason why we can't do that. Something to do with Simon Mayo's programme on Radio 2. So instead, it's Some Request Friday, and it's where you can request things. But as it's not a music radio station, you can request talks and things and speeches and things that get said out loud. Everyone's got their favourites. Mm. Earlier, we did a request for, I don't know if you were listening, it was for Karen's 6-year-old daughter. And it said, Dear John, please you get to play her favourite TED talk. She loves Pieter Kuben. And her favourite TED talk of his is From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare. And she writes, even though it's a kid's favourite, I have to admit, I do talk along with it myself every now and again. So it's that was one for Karen. We've got another one coming in, of course. We've met actually loads coming in, so please do send up for your talking requests for Some Request Friday, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
This has come in from Ronnie. Hi, Ronnie. And she says, hi, guys, loving the show. Loving the show. It's better now. Please can you play the recorded message from my local GP's surgery.
Oh.
She says, I've loved it for years.
Some local speeches here.
I've loved it for years, she said, and it always takes me back to the times when I'm ill. It's the Northgate Doctor's Surgery in Canterbury.
Yeah.
And she says, please play me their recorded message from their phone line, because hopefully it'll make me feel better, because they're closed for the bank holiday. So, especially for you, Ronnie, here's the recorded message from your local GP's surgery, Northgate, in Canterbury.
Northgate Medical Practice is now closed. If you have an urgent medical problem, which cannot wait until the practice reopens, please hang up and redial 111 for the National NHS Advice Service. However, if you have a medical emergency, please call 999. I repeat, if you have an urgent medical problem, which cannot wait until the practice reopens, please hang up and dial 111. If you have a medical emergency, please call 999. Calling NHS 111 is free to call from both landlines and mobiles. Thank you. To cancel an appointment, press 2.
Absolute classic. Aww. I mean, Ronnie, we'll play that especially for you this Good Friday. I hope that takes you through the bank holiday there. And a lot of people, again, I just saw someone through the glass here, just absolutely talking along with that.
Yeah, it's, and let it not be said that we only play the big speeches and talks. Like, we are into breaking new local speeches and talks.
Oh,
like that,
absolutely.
You know, like,
absolutely.
You can very much speakers, an introducing yeah, sort yeah. of vibe.
You're absolutely right. I mean, I'm thinking about getting a speech in session. You know, we'll get someone in to deliver a speech live, a classic speech. I mean, that would be excellent.
And then a cover.
Yeah, then a cover of someone else's speech. Yeah, someone could come in and do their best man speech.
Yeah.
Live, and then do a cover of someone else's speech in the traditional live lounge sort of a way.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So it's Some Request Friday. Some Request Friday. If you've got a talk or a speech you'd like to hear us play, you know, for a loved one, or perhaps you're off for the bank holiday and you'd just like to talk along with it in your car, do let us know. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
We've got Diversity Paper Review coming up next. It's 17 minutes past two. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter Channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M6 is shut with stationary traffic due to a serious accident involving six vehicles between junctions 10A for the M54 and 11 for Cannock, with queues back to junction 10 for Wolverhampton and Walsall. Southbound M1 slow moving due to an earlier broken down vehicle at junction 41 for Cargate, and the northbound M5 there's a lane shut and slow moving traffic due to an accident and recovery work between junctions 27 for Tiverton and 26 for Wellington. I'm Andrew Chaloner.
Well, hello to you. The rebel who applies a top coat to your nails before the bottom coat is dry. You're the rule breaker who's been known to eat after dinner mince before dinner. And when you accidentally put odd socks on, you keep them on. Well, this one's right up your street, Mrs. Semi-Adventurous. This Easter, pour some ginger beer over your roast lamb before you pop it into the oven. Go the extra half mile. Little twist from Sainsbury's. Live well for less.
You can live well for less than you thought at Sainsbury's. Based on price perception data, February 2016. Visit sainsbury's.co.uk/livewellforless.
The Teflon Maiden of Mid-Morning Radio is here.
Mid-Mornings with me, Julia Hartley Brewer. Hard-hitting debate, strong opinions and essential listening.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
You turn if you want to.
The ladies not for turning off.
Julia Hartley Brewer.
Weekday mornings from 10.
On Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
2:21, good afternoon, it is Talk Radio, and it's reactionary text time, because it's a Talk Radio station. You have to, become a depository for reactionary texts. That's what I'm learning, that's how it works. So if you want to react about anything at all, then send it in, react. I've got one here. This is from Dean. He's just written, migrants. Yeah. Thanks very much for that, Dean.
It's a fair point.
Keep your thoughts coming in. Cornelius, have you got one there?
Yes, at Scottish Scott has tweeted, well, what about the Westlothian question?
Well, yes, absolutely, what about it?
Sure, I'm not sure we've got time to address that, to be honest, today.
No. Sarah's also tweeted in saying, I once came very close to having a refraction fire, but I unfortunately managed to move the door out the way and the paper away from the door.
Thanks very much for that. I've got a text here that says this. This is from Glyn.
Mm-hmm.
How can condescending be called condescending when he's called Cornelius?
Right. Oh, Glyn. You've happened upon a thing that we...
If you go to Ireland, there's lots of people called
Cornelius. Go to Ireland. Get in the sea. Go to Ireland.
Go to Ireland is the new get in the sea.
Go to Ireland, then. There's lots of people called Cornelius there. Loads. I worked with an Irish bloke not long ago, and his dad and brother were both called Cornelius.
Yeah. Well, that's stupid.
Both known as Con.
Nah, not having it, mate. This isn't Ireland, is it?
So you're saying that the Irish... Are you saying that Ireland is a nation of con men? Is that what you're saying? That's what you just said on national radio. You said that the Irish just con people. Did you hear him say that?
Yeah.
You said Ireland are a nation of con men.
Well, you're twisting my words.
That's what you said.
Also, on your point, if you go to Paris, they call it Paris. But you wouldn't do that because you live in England. Just because they call it that in Ireland.
I would. I'm very cultured like that. I always try to get in with everyone there.
Yeah?
Yeah, just fit in.
So, yeah, we'll do corn descending again next week.
It's not...
Cornelius descending.
Neil. I want to call him Neil.
Also, Neil descend doesn't really work as a thing.
Neil down, though, that works.
That's true.
Yeah.
You're always telling me that.
Let's call it Neil down. It's how you got the job.
Yeah.
Hashtag pure oil, writes Glyn. Appropriately enough. Right, 2:24, you are listening to Talk Radio. So, you are listening with your ears to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes, and you'll know if you've been listening all week that we are the most diverse show on British, world radio. And you'll have read in the press, of course, I'm sure, that there's not enough diversity in broadcasting, or indeed in any walk of life. But this is where it changes, my friend. It changes in the afternoon on Talk Radio, because we are, as I say, the most diverse programme out there. And to prove it, it's the Diversity Paper Review. Now, on Monday, of course, Zena came in. She was black. She did the paper review. Tuesday was Des. He's a gay. It was Johnny on Wednesday, who was a Jew. And yesterday it was Vinay, who, in his own words, was one of the brown ones. Today, for the Diversity Paper Review, who have we got and what are you?
Hi, John. I'm Khadij. My parents are originally from Africa. I'm one of those brown ones. I'm also gay and I'm trans.
Absolutely amazing.
Yep. Whole trifecta.
You've kind of nailed everything with that. That is fantastic news. Well, listen, it's a pleasure to have you on, of course. What have you got for us in the papers today?
Okay, well, I've got a bit of a serious but a bit of a funny one as well. So, in The Guardian today, apparently prisoners are getting more outside fresh air playtime than 3/4 of UK children.
When you say playtime,
yeah,
right, are prisoners out playing?
Yeah, you know, they're supposed to get mandatory by UN regulations. They're supposed to get an hour a day outside time in the fresh air.
Yeah,
you know, to walk about or, I don't know, kick a ball. Are prisoners allowed football?
I don't know. Well, this is what I'm thinking, because this story to me sounds like, you know, I mean, people complain about prisons being sort of cosy, don't they? You often read about people just go, oh, it's like a holiday camp, don't you? You read that. And perhaps it is. Perhaps it's like they've got playgrounds. Maybe prisoners have slides and they've got, like, little roundabouts to play on. And, you know, those sort of creatures that you're not quite sure what they are, but they're on a giant spring.
Oh, yes, yes. Yeah, the alien things.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. Oh, and you have to hold on to its antenna, don't you? To rock back and forth. Hardened lags sitting on those things, just laughing at taxpayers as they're riding round on seesaws. Oh, look, there's, you get, at one end there's a murderer, and then at the other end a bank robber, and, you know...
Oh, it's great, isn't it?
Is that a
wonderful picture.
Yeah, but is that equal, is my question to you. I mean, you know, you have to seesaw, you have to balance it up, but is murder equivalent to bank robbing? No, it's worse, isn't it? So that's already we've got a sort of criminal seesaw sort of fiasco.
Disharmony there.
Yeah. I'm shocked at this. I'm going to write
to someone. Kids are just spending all their time inside, really.
Absolutely. These prisoners having playgrounds. I mean, what? It's political correctness gone mad, isn't it? Livid about that. What else have you got?
Right, so another one that I've got. This is from New Scientist, and apparently a team in the USA, research team, scientists, they've created a synthetic bug by giving it the fewest genes possible. Now, when I say bug, I don't mean beetle, I mean bacteria.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just thought that was really cool because, you know, scientists have been trying to grow body parts for years, and I think, you know, they've put ears on rats and all sorts, and, you know, this is like another step forward to understand genes and whatnot. It's the future, my love.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is an interesting area. The, you're absolutely right about the ears. I saw a picture of an ear on a rat.
Yep.
And it, I quite liked it, I'll be honest. It made it look sort of, I don't know.
What, sci-fi?
People are frightened of rats, aren't they? You know, people have a phobia of rats. But if you saw a rat with a human ear on its back, I mean, or you might go, oh, a rat, but then you'd go, oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, oh, look, it's got a piercing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you could...
It's a cool rat.
Yeah, maybe this is a way to make animals that people are frightened of less frightening. Fewer frightening.
You could be onto something, John.
Yeah, because I don't like spiders, right?
Oh, no, me neither, no.
But if I saw a big house spider, ordinarily I would flinch and run away from it.
Yeah.
And get my three-year-old to deal with it. But if I saw a spider, and then on second glance, someone had grafted a penis onto its thorax, right? Already it would be an amusing thing to look at. And it would render it less frightening.
You just stand there and laugh and probably snap a picture to show your mate, wouldn't you?
Exactly. Well, this is my point, you see?
Yep.
Exactly. And if, you know, a tiger came at you, but someone had put, I don't know, a human nose or some breasts on it, I don't know. I'm just, you know, I'm just throwing it out there. I don't know. I mean, what else is a frightening animal? Name me a frightening animal.
An anaconda.
Yes. Okay. So there's an anaconda, right? But someone has put two human testicles on it, glued them on its head, and you go, ah, anaconda, oh, testicle head.
Testicle head.
So, you know, and you get copperhead snakes, don't you?
Yeah, you do.
So it'd be a testicle head snake. Anyway, what else have you got?
Okay, and the last one
is
from Gamespaper.
Yeah.
Now, anyone who's a gamer out there is going to find this hilarious. Basically, this artist has reprogrammed a player in the new Grand Theft Auto game, and he's transformed it, get this, into a deer that is indestructible and invulnerable to missile launchers, gunshots. It's like a felon deer.
I saw this. Yeah. It's excellent, isn't it? Because he's replaced a character in the game. You're absolutely right. With a stag, and it's just running around the Grand Theft Auto world. And the only way that would be better was if it had a penis on its head, wouldn't it? Instead of antlers, two peni.
Two peni on its head.
Yeah.
It's brilliant just watching it, though, because it's just rampaging through. It's getting into fights with, you know, locals, and it's got the cops on its tails. It's got 4 stars. It's wanted.
And you know what? And I'll tell you something. If that deer is caught by the cops and put in prison, it's going to be all day on that playground that we've paid for with our bloody taxes. It's political correctness gone mad. Is that the end of the paper review?
Yeah.
Great. Thanks very much indeed. It's the Diversity Paper Review. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. Maximise your morning mojo.
I beg your pardon.
And get turned on to the new Fearless Breakfast Show that can't keep its mouth shut.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. The big new station for the whole of the UK, you lucky people.
Supercharged radio that demands a reaction.
Plug in to Paul Ross and make your morning hum.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And speaking of Paul Ross, as indeed that was just then, I can tell you that later on in this very program, there will be a game of Paul Ross Master, knowledge of Paul Ross tested to breaking point. That's coming up later on the programme. We should get through some more of your... Oh, it's Summer Request Friday. Don't forget that as well. Yeah. If you'd like a talk or a speech or something that's spoken, played for you, maybe it's an anniversary or a birthday, or, you know, you
funeral.
Yeah. Then get in touch with a speech you'd like to hear. 8-7-2-2
Start your message with the word talk.
Twitter. At Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you want.
Okay, fine. Are we doing a week's worth of lazy PR? Are we doing it right now? Let's do a week's worth of lazy PR. You're listening to Talk Radio. It's 2:33. I'm John Holmes. So, allow me to explain the feature lazy PR. On a Friday, we will round up a week's worth of it. Shall I explain what it is? Yeah. Okay, fine.
Please do.
Okay, fine. Right, so, we work in the media. We work in the radio. Look, we work in here, inside your radio. We work... Look, listen.
That's there we are.
I'm just scratching the inside of your radio grill.
That's the tin there.
That's the tin pot studio. That's me. Scratching the... I'm here, in your radio. Watching you. But inside your radio is where PR companies and marketing people fire their guest offers and their missives and their things they've got to promote. Basically, here's how PR works. You get a PR company and they're paid thousands and thousands of pounds by their clients, right? By their clients to promote their wares. Now, you'd think, wouldn't you, given the amount of money that changes hands, that the PR company would be a professional outfit and would carefully target the demographics of wherever their client wanted to push their product. When you read about something in the newspaper, it's PR, right? It's all spin, it's PR. And we get sent this stuff as well, okay? But here's the thing, right? I've worked at a lot of radio stations, and this is the same wherever I go, okay? We get sent stuff that's utterly inappropriate that we would never use. And the reason we get sent that is because the PR person has never listened to the radio. Let alone this show. Never even listened to the radio. So on a Friday, what we'll do is we'll take the laziest examples of what we've been sent into our inboxes and round them up in a week's worth of lazy PR. Ginger producer Dave.
John Holmes.
I know you have an inbox. What came into it this week?
This is one of my more confusing ones, John, and I explain for why after I've read it out to you.
Yes.
Dear John and Dave.
Hi.
Notable absence of Cornelius. Which is,
yeah, cheers.
Enduringly worrying for him. The Great British Pudding is at the heart of what it means to be British. Let's embrace our history and reintroduce the pudding in all its forms to the 21st century kitchen,
right,
says regular Yezij. I don't know how to pronounce the name.
Okay, fine. But you read... You read further than that?
Yeah, I mean,
I just stopped at the Great British Pudding.
Well, let me just give you a bit more of it. When we hear the word pudding today, we think of a sweet dish at the end of a meal. But pudding, real British pudding, is not an overly sweet cake or an Americanized brownie. It's something solid, something fueling, something quintessentially British that fills the stomach and salves the soul.
What?
Think peas pudding, plum duff. What's that? Apple Charlotte. A choir of paper.
That's a good Charlotte tribute act.
Apple Charlotte.
Plunder.
They play all their songs from Apple products.
Mm.
I've seen them. Very good.
Lifestyles Charlotte. Of the Richard. The opposite. of good Charlotte, appalling Charlotte. Appalling.
That's why your name's not on this email, mate.
Get out of the studio.
Sorry.
Go on. You go and stand outside the door and think about what you've done. Just go outside the door. Just there you go. Think about what you've done. Okay, fine. Carry on, Dave.
Today, Britain is full of small, independent cafes and restaurants serving up beautiful regional foods, such as Lancashire hot pots, Melton Mowbray pies and Bakewell pudding. The capital has an exciting sense of restaurants cooking up modern British food, and also the newest of cuisines from all over the world. You can taste the world in Britain, but you can also taste Britain in
Britain.
Does
it get to a point anytime soon?
So now, this is the really confusing thing. If we're embracing... So this goes on for a page and a half.
Right.
A4 page and a half, font size 12.
Yes.
If we're embracing new cuisines, she says, this... whoever is giving us this opinion.
Yes. It's Regulia.
Yeah.
Yasujin.
Yeah.
Regulia Yasujin.
Reminds us. If we're embracing new cuisines, Regulia Yasujin reminds us, it's also time to re-embrace our past.
And then it just stops.
That's it.
So there's no guest offer.
Well, usually it'll be if you want to talk about a pudding with Dr. Pudding from Puddingstown University, call 0800 Pudding. But there's none of that. What is it? What am I supposed to do with this?
This is the laziest example of PR!
That's just a thing!
Why have you said this? It's not even finished!
Right, your press release is better.
Here's mine. Cooking Jersey Royals with Steve Smith.
I am in.
That's the subject header.
All right, book him. Book him right now.
Jersey Royals season begins at the end of March. We thought you might be interested, you thought wrong, in featuring a video. It's a radio station! Of Steve Smith showing how to cook the delicious potatoes.
Who's Steve Smith?
He's a chef.
All right, that makes sense.
Known as the champagne of the potato world, they're only available till July and have a distinct nutty flavour. And they grow in a mild climate. Jersey's one of the sunniest places in the UK.
Who calls them the champagne of the potato world?
Steve Smith.
Where do they celebrate an event by cracking out the Jersey Royals?
Steve Smith's house.
What's the Prosecco of the potato world?
That'd be a... I don't know the other kind of potato.
Can you name any of the potatoes?
I don't think I can.
Regular potato. Jackie potato.
Yeah, mashed. Steve has created a truly outstanding dining experience. With his ingredient and flavour-driven tasting menus, he boasts a stellar reputation for potatoes. He's firmly on the gastronomic map as a food lover's destination. He's got a Michelin star. Please do let me know if you want to be sent footage or photography.
For the radio?
Of Steve Smith. There's not an offer to talk to him.
What? Who's this from?
Do we want... From Roxy. Best regards, Roxy. That's it.
Do you want to put some photos of Steve Smith on the radio?
Yeah.
You alright?
Okay.
You got one? Did she attach one?
She's attached one, yeah.
Do you want to hold it up to the radio?
Just get my laptop. I didn't print it out.
No.
It's my laptop, isn't it?
Hold the photo up to the microphone.
Hang on a minute. Hang on. Where's her email? Roxy.
There she is. Just getting this photo for you guys of the Jersey Royals.
Hang on.
The champagne of the potato world, as I'm sure we all know.
Open attachment.
Do you know what we should do, John, at the end of the show?
Open attachment.
Celebrate our first week of talk radio. Take everyone out. Buy a couple of bags of Jersey Royals.
Celebrate with sort of champagne.
With the champagne of the potato world.
There you go, everyone. Champagne all round.
You know, Paul Ross, have a potato. Sam Delaney, have a potato. He's not even in today. Doesn't do Fridays.
Well, he's not getting any champagne potatoes,
is he?
You're
having a potato, Delaney.
Here we go. I've got the photo. There we go.
Here's the photo of Steve Smith.
Just going to show you that put that in front of the microphone. There.
It's a very noisy photo, that was.
An email came in while I was showing you another one. Oh, it's from Roxy.
What did she say?
Stop taking the mickey out of my press release.
Sells rocks.
Lazy PR subject header of the week. Here it comes. More children than ever experienced Lego play in 2015 as a result of 19% sales growth. It's 2:41. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. It's Some Request Friday.
I'm so excited.
Sorry, Chris. Okay, Some Request Friday. If you've been listening, you'll know you can request things. I did call it All Request Friday. There was a legal issue. There was a legal issue with Radio 2. Apparently, they do All Request Friday, something like that. Mm. But they do use it to play music, don't they?
Yeah. Well, they're a music radio station, Johnny. It makes loads of sense.
And we're a talk radio station, yeah. Which is why you can request talks and speeches, your favourite. And to sell earlier, where is it? I've got it here. We played, 6-year-old, Karen's daughter, who's 6, of course, you remember.
She didn't include the name of her 6-year-old
she
daughter.
She didn't, no, she just said, my 6-year-old's birthday today. She loves the Pieter Kuban.
Yeah.
And her favourite one of his favourite TED talk is From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare. And as I said, she said, even though it's a kid's favourite, I do talk along with it every now and again.
Do you know what? It's an interesting fact. I just saw on BuzzFeed about that talk. It's actually originally a cover. That's a cover.
I didn't know that.
Pietro Kubin's version's a cover.
I didn't know. So it's an older version.
Yeah, it was released in the 40s. That's... It's like an older sort of more jazz style.
That's good.
He did a cover of it.
Yeah, I mean, what I like about it, though, he has put his own spin on it.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Sounds completely different from the original.
So, that's good. No, we played, we think Terry and Sarah and the girls on the way to Bognor for the bank holiday, and we played them Laura... Was it Laura Bateman's...
Everyday Sexism.
Everyday Sexism.
Yeah, that's an original. Good original. So
if you've got a talk you'd like to hear, it might mean a lot to you, maybe you just want to hear it over the bank holiday, maybe you're in the car driving, you want to talk along to it, then do let us know.
Do that. If you're stopping at traffic lights and you've got talk radio on... Then just, glance across to the next car.
Yeah.
You can tell if they're listening to this, to us at the same time.
Yeah.
If they're talking along.
You'll see them talking along. Here's one that's come in. This is from, who's this from? This is nice. It's from Darren. And he says, John, loving the show.
Oh, thanks, Darren.
Steve, could you, please play, there's a talk that just means a lot to me.
Yeah.
He's right. You know, he's seen me through, it's a really important talk. This talk has helped me through some tough times, through two failed marriages.
Mm.
He says,
sorry to hear that, Darren.
And the first one, she took the kids, and then he writes, in a remarried, John, and again, it just didn't work out, and it's made me, look at myself and wonder if I'm actually sort of cut out for marriage, and I've not really been very, very lucky in love at all, John, and I also, I listened to this talk to help me through that, and I also listened to it when I lost my job, John, and it really has, and I hope if you play it for me, others will hear it and realise that things do get better in the end. Yeah. He said my life has turned around now, and things do get better. But it's this talk that's helped me through, and it's How to Use a Paper Towel by Joe Smith.
If we could reduce the usage of paper towels, one paper towel per person per day, 571,230,000 pounds of paper not used. We could do that. Now, there are all kinds of paper towel dispensers. There's the trifold. People typically take two or three. There's the one that cuts it that you have to tear off. People go one, two, three, four, tear. There's the one that cuts itself. People go one, two, three, four. Or there's the same thing, but recycled paper. You have to get five of those because they're not as absorbent, of course. The fact is, you can do it all with one towel. The fold is important because it allows interstitial suspension. You don't have to remember that part, but trust me. Now, there's now a real fancy invention. It's the one where you wave your hand and it kicks it out. It's way too big a towel. Let me tell you a secret. If you're really quick, as soon as it starts, you just tear it off. And it's smart enough to stop, and you get half a towel.
How to Use One Paper Towel, a TED Talk by Joe Smith. We played that this afternoon for Darren, who used to listen to that talk when his marriage broke down.
Sorry.
You're laughing at a man's...
Yeah, I know. Sorry, Darren.
Too much... And he lost his job. And that talk, How to Use a Paper Towel by Joe Smith, saw him through some really tough times. But he's turned his life around, he says. And he just likes to hear it. And so that's for Darren. Darren, thanks for sending that in. If you've got a talk or a speech that you want to hear that might mean something to you, it's Some Request Friday. You can request any talk or speech from history that means something to you. Maybe you, had enjoyed your first Congress, a wedding night to a speech by Martin Luther King. Maybe, you passed your exams and celebrated by going to a talk about electromagnetic radiation in a university lecture hall, just to celebrate while eating a potato. a Jersey Royal one. Maybe you, that's how, you know, you celebrate right. it. Whatever it is, let us know, and we will, you know, Summer Request Friday, we will play it for you. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or if you'd like to...
Start your message with anything you like.
Want. It's Talk Radio, it's 2:46. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
At Arnold Clark, it's not about the money you spend. It's about the money you save every single month. With Deal Plus, it's about affordable car finance. It's about a low representative APR of just 7.6%. And it's about £99 deposits on over 9,000 cars. Deal Plus from Arnold Clark. It's about saving you money. Search Deal Plus at arnoldclark.com. It's about you.
It's Easter, and that means a four-day weekend, and the good news doesn't end there. Because at Bargain Booze, you can grab a pack of 15 440ml cans of Carling for just £7.99. Save up to £5 on selected 70 centilitre bottles of spirits at just £11.99, including Smirnoff, Bell's and Gordon's. And Hardy's Bin 53 Chardonnay or Shiraz are only £3.99 a bottle. And with many stores open on Easter Sunday too, you can bank on bargains this bank holiday at Bargain Booze. Drink responsibly. Visit drinkaware.co.uk.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. UK social enterprises are valued the world over. And right now, there are hundreds of live export opportunities that could be right for your social enterprise. From retail, to food and drink, to education. Find yours by visiting exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Northbound M6, there's a lane shut with very slow-moving traffic due to a serious accident involving six vehicles between junctions 10A for the M54 and 11 for Cannock, with queues back to junction 10 for Wolverhampton. Northbound M11 is partially blocked with queuing traffic due to an accident between junctions 7 for Harlow and 8 for Bishop Stortford. And in Hampshire, the southbound A3, there's a lane blocked and long delays due to an accident between Charlton Lane and the A3M, with queues back to Western Lane. I'm Andrew Chaloner.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. It is 10 minutes to 3 o'clock. And there's a big debate, of course, happening at 3 o'clock, as is traditional. If you've been listening over the past week, it's where we channel Talk Radio in its purest form. And it has caused waves. I don't mind telling you, it has caused waves. It's caused stirs. It's caused ructions, which is what your talk radio is supposed to do. I read that. Someone told me that. Speaking of which, reactionary texts. Reactionary texts. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio.
Start your message with anything you like.
Reactionary texts are coming in. You can react about anything you absolutely like. I've got one here. It's come in from at Hate Munger, who just writes, "Too few of them." Couldn't agree more. Con, what have you got coming in?
Yes, at Annoyingly Healthy says, "If the people get themselves like that, then they should pay to use the NHS."
Absolutely right as well. I wasn't really listening to that, I just agreed with it.
Goodbye.
It's what you do.
Yeah.
I've heard Julia Hartley Brewer's programme. She doesn't listen to what anyone says.
No.
She just sort of agrees with it or not. That's just what you're doing. How talk radio works. This has come in, by the way, because bank holiday events.
Yeah,
Us not forget bank holiday events. Which we are promoting for you. I mean, we already heard, if you happen to be in Tilsley this weekend, it's the diabetic Easter egg hunt, organised by Tilsley Diabetes and Egg Society. The Tynmouth Red Arrows providing a flyby, something you could do on Sunday if you're at a loose end, will be providing a flyby in the formation of Jesus' ascension to heaven, but with blue and red smoke. And they're doing that to the theme, to the music of the Scorpions' Rock You Like a Hurricane. So that's something to look forward to. Have you got anything that's come in there?
Yes. Sam says you're right. What? Sam says that he'll be going to a Chinese China decorating class this week. So that'll be fun, the weekend.
Good. This has come in as well from... where's this? Where's this happening? I can't see where this is happening, but it's essentially... Oh, it's Nuneaton. There we go. The Nuneaton Historical Reenactment Society are portraying the destruction of the Hindenburg with helium balloons in the swimming pool at the Pingles Leisure Centre in Nuneaton. So if you'd like to go and see that, that's happening on Monday. It's 2:52. It's time for Paul Rossmaster. Great. It is the quiz Paul Rossmaster. It's where radio professionals and celebrity people are tested on their knowledge of talk radio's Paul Ross. That's how it works. Our first... Why? I don't know. First contestant is starting his radio career, no less, next Wednesday, when he becomes the drive time presenter of our sister station, Virgin Radio. He's called Matt Richardson. He's on the telephone. Hello, Matt.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, Matt. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks. You know, just frantically rehearsing for the show so I don't ruin it for everyone.
Oh, God, we should have done that. I didn't even think of that.
A dress rehearsal, yeah.
Some kind of... It's too late
you're
now.
Much more experienced than me, so you'll be fine. It's that I'm an idiot, so they're making me do it.
You clearly haven't heard this show. Right, Matt, so very quickly then, this is your first radio gig, is it? Am I right?
Yeah, I've never done anything on the radio before, so
excellent.
It's very exciting.
That's good, isn't it? Launch a brand new national station, Drive Time Show, with a man who's never done the radio before. Good.
I mean, at least I don't have to fill anyone's boots. They won't realise that they were much better than me.
Good point, well made. Yes, yes, that is the advantage of launching a radio station, as we found out this week. It doesn't matter how shambolic this is, it's not following anything else. It's just there.
Exactly, it was better than dead air.
Exactly. Well, some would say not, but, you know, that's what people can tweet in what they like. So Matt, what, very, very, very quickly, what can we expect on your show? Just give me three key words, Matt. Three words.
Music,
yes.
Chat,
yes.
Comedians.
Excellent, good. Right, it's time to play Paul Rossmaster. I need you, Matt, to tell me if you have any knowledge of the broadcaster Paul Ross.
The basic knowledge that the general public would have, but I'm not sort of a Paul Ross expert.
Okay, let's see how you fare. You are trying to get some points.
Yes.
You are trying to get some points. There are three questions about Paul Ross, mostly A, B and C answers.
Okay.
Let's play Paul Rossmaster. Question number one. Picture film movie news now. And of course, Matt, everyone's looking forward to the new superhero picture movie film, Batman versus Paul Ross, Dawn of Justice. Fearing that his actions are going unchecked, Gotham City's formidable masked vigilante is pitched into battle with talk radio full set breakfast presenter and former host of the late 90s consumer affairs based panel show All Over the Shop, Paul Ross. As the world wrestles with what sort of hero it really needs, and with Batman and the less famous brother of Jonathan Ross at war with one another, a new threat quickly arises, putting mankind in great danger. But of course, Paul Ross versus Batman isn't the only radio-based superhero movie. Name the other one. Is it A, Matt, Wonder Woman's Hour? Presenter Jenny Murray deflects chat about periods with her golden bracelets. Is it B, Julia Hartley Brewer Begins? Or is it C, The Amazing Spider Moils, in which a mild-mannered DJ is bitten by a radioactive fat git?
Oh, I mean, you are going to get in trouble way before me on your show, I think.
Which of those do you think, A, B or C?
Oh, I'm going to go for A. Wonder Woman's Hour
is the right answer. Very good. You've got a point. Good. Question number two. Easter news. And, of course, the news is that it's Easter, a time when we celebrate the death and resurrection of the Son of God, Saviour of all mankind, and talk radio full-set breakfast presenter, Jeez Ross Christ. Jeez Ross was, of course, a character from the Bible, and he performed many miracles, such as healing the sick, the dog and the roundabout, and turning water into meow meow, all while broadcasting news and chat 5 mornings a week. Sadly, in 2014, he was crucified by the tabloids for an incident, but has since risen again, presenting his loaves and fishes breakfast on talk radio. But of course, Jeez Ross Christ isn't the only radio-based Bible story. Matt, name the other one. Is it A, Sodom and Gomorrah, or as you'll know them, Hawksby and Jacobs? Is it B, Sally Traffic's Ark, in which the Radio 2 travel presenter puts animals in her hull 2x2? Or is it C, Edith Bowman's Burning Bush?
Oh, I mean, I've got to go to C, Edith Bowman's Burning Bush.
Is the right answer?
Oh, yes.
That's very good. Right, question three is a music question.
Yeah, go on.
And I want you to have a listen to this music. Well, that was, of course, the hit song, 99 Red Balloons, but the German version, 99 Luftballon, by Nena. Here's your unrelated question. This week, scientists have announced the possible discovery of a new radio presenter with a body 10 times the mass of the Earth. Dubbed Paul Ross, the talk radio full-set breakfast broadcaster and celebrity quiz It's Anybody's Guess host, appears to orbit the sun only once every 20,000 years and travels on a bizarre elongated path. Here's your question. Name 5 famous paths.
This is harder than I thought. I thought I knew loads of paths. I don't think I can do it. The only thing I know is the way to Amarillo, and that's not a path. That's a direction.
That's a way. Yeah, I'm gonna have to put a time on you.
I've got to give up. I've got to concede. I can't do it.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, let me tell
That's
you what.
A strong start as well.
It was a strong start. You let yourself down, Matt, at the end.
I really did. I was much better with the Paul Ross stuff than I was with this.
You were. Well, okay. Here's what I had written on the card. Name 5 famous paths. Psycho. Socio. Illogical liar. Founded in 1910, the notable cinema newsreel company British Athe News, and the author, poet, and wife of Ted Hughes, Sylvia Plath.
Sylvia Plath.
Yeah.
I wish I'd studied harder in English.
I know. You're looking for some points to put you at the top of the leaderboard, but you are the only person on the leaderboard so far. Let's go to producer Dave, who's going to check the system to find out whether there are points. Just check the system, Dave.
Just checking the system, Matt.
Check the system.
Give me a second.
Come on, crib check.
It's quite a slow system, Matt, sorry. It's
a very slow system, actually.
Takes a while to just...
Garden, I could have gone for a path. That'd have made sense.
It's too late now, mate. The system's already got your answers.
Okay.
System's in.
System's in.
Results are in.
We're looking for some points. What does Matt Richardson, new Drive Time host of Virgin Radio launching next Wednesday, get in points terms?
John.
Yeah.
Matt Richardson.
Yes.
Has scored some points!
He's got some points! Yeah! He's got the points! Come on! 1 point. You are very first contestant.
I only thought I was going to end up with a few, so some I'm really chuffed with.
Excellent work, my friend. You're at the top of the leaderboard. Good luck for the launch of Virgin next Wednesday.
Thank you very much.
Matt Richardson there on the first ever Talk Radio Paul Ross Master. We'll be back after the news.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Hi, Susie Perry here. We all love trying new things in the spring. There's never been a better time to try digital radio. You'll get extra stations plus all your favourites, including brand new ones launching this spring. So what are you waiting for? Check out the latest models starting from just £25 on the high street or online and look for the digital tick. It means you'll get all your available stations.
To find out which stations are available in your area, visit getdigitalradio.com.
If you love radio, go digital.
And we're just about to kick off.
Must be the fastest goal ever.
Yeah, you think that's fast? I got a tax rebate from Brian Alfred in just 24 hours. If you work in the construction industry, you could be eligible for one too. Just visit brianalfred.co.uk.
Unbelievable.
Nice one, Brian. Nice one, son. For fast tax rebates, Brian is the one.
Brian Alfred. Maximum tax rebates, real quick. Self-assessment required. Fees, conditions and exclusions apply.
When a punter takes a tumble as a fool, it won't make the blindest bit of difference to my walls. No red wine marks, no craft beer stains. With diamond paint by Dulux Trade, my pub stays as pristine as the day it was painted. La, 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 la,
with new stain repellent technology in diamond paints by Dulux Trade, liquid stains become droplets that just wipe clean without scrubbing. Use it and your clients will be singing your praises. Pick up a tin at your local merchant. Dulux Trade. It's your reputation.
John, I think we need to make our marriage work harder.
What? It's the moustache, isn't it?
No, it's our marriage allowance. There's up to £212 waiting for us to claim. Although now you mention it, I think you could lose the moustache.
Yes, dear.
If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
3:04, good afternoon. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. Tim's got the news next.
Talk Radio.
Islamic State's second-in-command is among a number of people killed in a raid in Syria. US media say the commander, who goes by several names, died in American attacks yesterday. The death of David Dixon, a British man who was reported missing after the Brussels attacks, has been confirmed by the Foreign Office. The 53-year-old father, originally from Hartlepool, is understood to have been killed in an explosion on the city's metro. Three other Britons are still in hospital. Meanwhile, an American teenager has been describing the explosions at the airport. Mason Wells, who's been badly burnt and whose face is covered in bandages, has spoken from his hospital bed.
The first blast went off over to my right about 10-15 meters. I was in the back of the Delta check-in line and the blast was really loud. It even lifted my body a little bit.
One man's been detained in police raids in Brussels this lunchtime. There were reports of several explosions during the anti-terror operation in the Schaarbeek area. Sky's Europe correspondent Mark Stone is there.
The operation is clearly ongoing. They've cleared away quite a wide area of this area of Schaarbeek. This, of course, follows the raids that took place last night in which seven people were detained. We may get an update from the prosecutor a little later on this afternoon.
A shopkeeper has died after being attacked outside his store in Glasgow. Asad Shah has been described by locals as an amazing, wonderful man. He was targeted in the Shawlands area of the city last night. Magistrates have granted police more time to question a 34-year-old man who was arrested in connection with the murder of two women in Redcar. Police have confirmed the two women who died in two separate attacks just minutes apart were Lynn Freeman, who was 46, and a 30-year-old Jodie Betteridge. And dozens of people from across the UK have completed an annual pilgrimage to the Holy Island of Lindisfarne on Good Friday. Starting earlier this week, some groups walked more than 100 miles to reach the island off the Northumberland coast.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
Johan Cruyff's son, Jordi, says his family's been deeply touched by the kind words and memories that have been shared since the former footballer's death. The ex-Barcelona and Ajax striker died yesterday from cancer. England boss Roy Hodgson has decisions to make ahead of tomorrow night's friendly with Germany in Berlin. Regular keeper Joe Hart is missing, as is captain Wayne Rooney. Former England captain Stuart Pearce says Hodgson actually has an easy choice.
Vardy and Kane have been the standout forwards of the season. I think in some ways it might have just fell into the hands of Roy that he can, you know, use both of these games as trial. Because you know full well, if Wayne was fit, he'd be captaining the team in at least one of the matches, you know what I mean? We know what Wayne can do.
Harlequins director of rugby Conor O'Shea will become the head coach of Italy this summer. The Irishman's agreed a four-year deal. He led Quins to the Premiership title in 2012. And the weather, a mainly dry afternoon, sunny spells, feeling warm in the sunshine, highs of 14 degrees.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It is Talk Radio, as that little bit of production intimated. I am John Holmes. Welcome. It's 7 minutes past 3 o'clock, and I think we know what's coming next. It is, of course, Easter, and that's the only news story. The breaking news. This is breaking news now.
What?
It's Easter. It's Easter weekend. That is the breaking news. We're bringing you all of the reaction to that live as we look at Easter. We've got people on the ground at Easter reporting live from the scene of Easter all afternoon. We're rolling news about Easter on Talk Radio this afternoon. And, of course, it's time for the big clichéd debate. But the only big story is that it's Easter, so it is Easter-related. The big debate, of course, has been running all week, different subjects every day. And it's what Talk Radio is made of. It's debate, it's argument, it's reactive reactions. And that's where we... That's what we like to channel, because we're trying to fit in. So we need someone who likes a thing and someone who doesn't like a thing, and I'm the person in the middle, and that's how debate on the radio works. And let me tell you this, Easter, if I said to you Easter, what word association, Cornelius, what would you say? Easter.
Egg.
Yes, exactly that. And that is what is dividing the nation this afternoon. It's what everyone is talking about. Hashtag egg is trending worldwide, and it's egg we're discussing this afternoon on Britain's favourite argument station, Talk Radio. I've got Dave in Bolton on the line. Is that Dave in Bolton?
Hello there, John. Hi. Great to speak to you.
Yeah, good to speak to you as well, Dave. Now, I'm right in thinking that you have issue with the very notion of eggs.
Well, I mean, actually, in all seriousness, it's great that you're actually discussing this. I've listened to an awful lot of Talk Radio over the years, but I had to quickly get in touch with you about this, the egg issue, because at this time of year, my wife and I were just about to fly off to Morocco, actually, to escape this, you know, this bloody, this torment every year, this time of year, you know, the egg torment at Easter, traditionally.
Yeah. I mean, is this, your hatred of egg go back how far?
Where do I start? Look, first of all, it's an acronym, eggs. Everyone knows that. Every geese gives slime, for a kickoff. Every guy gets sick. That's eggs. That's an acronym of eggs.
Yeah.
These oval sods have been, you know, in my life, for as long as I remember, you know, you grow up, you're fed them as a lad.
Yeah.
And then you realise what it is. It's yolk, it's albumen, and it's a hard protein shell. And I think it's disgusting. And it's about time talk shows like yours featured them quite heavily.
Yeah, well, just stay on the line for me, please, Dave in Bolton. Because I'm going to bring in Trinity on the other line. Hello, Trinity.
Hi.
Hi, Trinity. And what's your opinion of egg?
I was quite sad listening today, actually. And I was just thinking, oh, my gosh, why didn't anybody buy him an Easter egg in his childhood? It's a shame. And what kind of eggs was he growing up on? He clearly wasn't having Eggs Benedict.
Dave, she's accusing you of never having an Eggs Benedict. What
okay,
did you say to
that? Let's rewind. Eggs Benedict, as far as I'm concerned, it's an egg, or possibly two, on toast with a hollandaise sauce. That's egg times three. That's egg times six.
Mm-hmm.
It's an eggy extreme. I won't go near them, my darling. I won't touch them.
Sorry, don't talk over each other. The thing is, it's a passionate debate. People have strong opinions about egg, and if you talk over each other, you know we won't get to the heart of the matter. No, it's fine. We just won't get to the heart of the matter. So let me bring Trinity back in because she hasn't quite had as much of a say as you, Dave. Trinity, you know you are saying that there aren't enough eggs, as far as you're concerned. Is that fair?
No.
Is that right? You want more egg?
I think eggs are extraordinary.
Yeah.
I love them.
Dave, she's done a poor pun, Dave.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard these. I'm speaking, if you don't mind.
Just don't talk over each other. Trinity's...
I've heard these puns. Extraordinary. Excellent.
Yes.
Extreme. There are people like me who don't like them, and I think, you know, our feelings should be taken into consideration. Why don't you stick them on the national curriculum, you like them so much?
Trinity, he's saying, why don't you stick them on
the national curriculum
if you like them so much? He's saying that. What do you say?
Put them on the national curriculum. There should be. All children should have eggs for breakfast. It's a good sort of protein. It's good brain food for them. We might have a smarter generation.
All right, how about this? If eggs are so good... If eggs are so excellent, as you made that joke earlier, I believe, why do we use them at Halloween as a weapon? Why do we throw them at people's houses?
That's a very good point, isn't it, Trinity? Why do we throw eggs?
I don't know where you grow up, Dave, but I've never thrown eggs at anybody's house.
Well, that's my
They're
point.
They're all used up in my cooking, thank you.
Listen to me, Humpty Dumpty. You throw an egg at a house... You're implicitly making the point that it's a weapon, it's something disgusting, it's not to be eaten, it's albumen, it's yolk. I've seen a double yolker, I had to go and see the doctor last week.
To you, can I ask you, Dave, does your wife share your hatred of eggs, did you say?
Well, yes, I mean, I will not, and as a matter of principle, I would not, never get married to anyone who likes eggs. You know, I met her, and that was one of the first things we said. Do you want to go to the cinema? Yes, I do. Are you single? Have you had a boyfriend? What are your feelings on omelettes? And I tell you something, you know, once we'd crossed that hurdle, it was plain sailing. We will not have an egg in the house, and I'm absolutely disgusted this time of year. I just hope there's none in Morocco.
Trinity, I think Dave's calling you a racist.
No, I'm eggist. No, he's eggist, and I'm pro-eggs.
Dave, if you could...
Hold on. You come home. You come home. I mean, I don't know whether you use a milkman. We do. We like milk. I'm not a vegan. I'm nothing like that.
Yep.
You come home. Sometimes I go out in the morning for a run, okay?
Yep.
I come back. I find two bottles of milk, semi-skimmed, on our doorstep, and he left a box of eggs. He left a box of eggs on my doorstep. And I tell you something... That was the last time I used that. You think that's acceptable, do you? You think that's acceptable?
Do you think it's acceptable to come home?
Acceptable.
There is. Just put them in a frying pan, scramble them up, use a dash of milk, and you'll be fine. What happened to you, Dave? What happened in your childhood? Like, were you given some rotten eggs or something?
They're all rotten in my book. You say to me, have I not had an Easter egg? Yeah, I've had chocolate. Whether anyone chose to fashion them into that evil semi-spherical oval shape is another thing. I won't go near it. You disgust me.
This debate is going to run and run. Of course, I need you, Trinity. Trinity, I need you to just give me one word on the subject. One word.
I think.
No.
Typical egg trick.
One word. Trinity, one word.
Café Rouge.
That's two words.
Carluccio's.
Dave in Bolton, one word.
Meringue.
Dave in Bolton, Trinity, somewhere else there, very passionate about eggs. This is the big debate today, set to run and run. Lots of reaction on the text and the tweets, right, Cornelius?
Yes, very divided opinion. For some reason, has an opinion, has texted. We need to get to the root of the problem, nests.
Yes, that's right. What are they doing about tackling nests? That's a very good point. Anything else?
Prank Texter has texted Willies.
Yes.
And probably a vegan. Is no one going to mention the Green Party then?
Yeah, fair enough. Thank you. Do keep your reactions to eggs coming in. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It's Some Request Friday. And that means we are playing your requests of famous talks or speeches that you'd like to talk along to this afternoon. That might mean something to you, of course, as well. Something important. Please, can you play for me on Some Request Friday the North Sea Ferries advert from 1985, voiced by Kenneth Williams. I like to talk along to it. Me and my wife, we met in 1985, and one of the first things we saw together was the North Sea Ferries advert, voiced by Kenneth Williams, as we had a takeaway one night and watched ITV. And the advert came on that was voiced by Kenneth Williams.
Oh, yeah, it's a party ad, this, isn't it?
Well, it means something to it. It's an anthem.
Yeah.
Really?
Anthem.
Mm. Yeah. So this is Ed in Bargoed, and he says he loves the show.
Bargoed.
I just thought it was Ed Bargoed. So, for you, Ed, yeah, you and your wife, what a lovely story. For you, again, we're going to, especially for you, the North Sea Ferries advert from 1985, voiced by Kenneth Williams.
Now, you mustn't laugh, but some people driving to the continent still head south with the crowds. Oh, forget about the clear roads to Hull and North Sea Ferries. No, don't laugh. They don't even know that on North Sea Ferries, a five-course meal and breakfast are included in the fare. Or that either a cabin or a reclining seat is included too. Book North Sea Ferries from Hull to Rotterdam or Zeebrugge and you're laughing.
The 1985 North Sea Ferries advert, voiced by Kenneth Williams. Mm. And again, I was talking along to that. I mean, that is a, you know, that's, it's got a hook to it. That's what it, why everyone goes for that. You know, I actually had that as an earworm.
It's catchy, yeah.
Yeah, it's because it's had that as an earworm for a while. So that's for Ed and his wife, who that was the first advert they ever saw together.
That's nice, isn't it?
That's lovely. We've got live music next.
Yeah.
I'm Talk Radio's head of music, as you know, as I've been talking about all week. And so I booked a live session. Because that's what you do on the radio.
Oh, yeah?
Mm. Live session happening on this show next. And I've done it with a... look, okay, what's happened, right, is this.
Do you know when I see that look on your face?
Yes.
When you say stuff like, I've booked a live session.
Yeah.
Then you have that look on your face, which goes, I've just told a barefaced lie, and this is something underhand, and I don't know what's about to come out of your mouth, and that's what just happened. So, what? Tell me properly what's just happened, because I don't believe that you've booked a live session.
Well, right, you know we said we wanted live sessions of music?
Yes.
Well, on the way in this morning...
That's a great start. So all the best live sessions are arranged. Pretty sure that's how Adele gets booked to Glastonbury. Just find her on the way to Castle Carey on the train.
On the way in this morning, yes. I quite liked a busker. And I thought, well, you'd be all right, wouldn't I? In the live lounge.
Is that what it's called?
I mean, in the corner of this studio.
The talk booth.
So I thought I'd book him. When I say book him, I just said, do you want to sing a song on the radio? And he went, yeah. That's kind of... Live music coming up on Talk Radio next. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Hello, and welcome to another day of export opportunity. Right now, the UK is at the cutting edge of innovation, and the world is looking to our tech companies to help develop the future of healthcare, smart cities, and infrastructure. Think smart and find live opportunities to grow your business. Visit exportingisgreat.gov.uk.
This Easter, take the family exploring when you upgrade to Sky Movies. Discover over 1,000 fun-filled tales with movies on demand. Go on an epic journey with Inside Out. Tiptoe around T-Rexes with Jurassic World. And learn every spell in the book with the return of the Harry Potter channel. All this adventure without even leaving the house. Upgrade to Sky Movies. Half price for 6 months. Search Sky Movies. Sky. Believe in better.
Sky TV compatible box. Broadband speed required. New Sky Movies customers only. 9 extra a month for 6 months. Then standard price currently 18. Replaces current TV offer. Terms apply.
An extra £5 billion is to be set aside by banks for missold PPI. If you haven't claimed already, claim now. Don't have the time or worried you've lost paperwork? Let PPI Claim Back do it all for you. We can check whether you've had PPI, and if you haven't, it won't cost you a penny. We've won £337 million for our customers. Text PPI to 80039. Text PPI to 80039 now.
And the offensive hitman attained the ball and let loose a humongous death strike from the edge of the danger zone. Whoa, one zip. You gotta love the British Premiership League.
Our American cousins might not yet understand football, but they do understand how to make some pretty amazing glue. Water-activated Gorilla Glue sticks stone, wood, metal, ceramics, and more with an incredibly strong bond. Gorilla Glue is tough, America's most loved, and now available over here in Blighty.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Slightly better news for the M6 northbound in Staffordshire. It's now all open between the M54 at junction 10A and 11 at Cannock following that accident which blocked it earlier on, but long delays still back towards 9 for Wednesbury. In Buckinghamshire, the M40 northbound is still queuing following the accident between junction 2 for Beaconsfield and junction 4 for High Wycombe. And reminder, if you're heading through Essex, the A12 remains blocked northbound following an accident between junction 19 for Chelmsford and junction 20A for Hatfield. I'm Louisa Gale.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adults only, late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. This Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:23, good Friday afternoon. I am John Holmes. So this afternoon then, of course, you are able to text us the events that are happening near you, where you are, over the bank holiday weekend to give others something to do. If you're looking for something to do over the weekend, look no further than Talk Radio's new What to Do Over the Bank Holiday Weekend service that's happening right now. As I mentioned earlier, don't forget if you're in Nuneaton, the Nuneaton Historical Reenactment Society are portraying the destruction of the Hindenburg with balloons in the empty swimming pool in the Pingles Leisure Centre, if you want to get down to that. Don't forget at Durham Castle on Monday, there's a bank holiday special Easter egg hunt for Red October, where children will be encouraged to look for eggs and submarines. That's in that's for Ed in Newcastle, who sent in that. It's happening near him. I think he's helped organise it. The Norfolk Gay and Lesbian Guild are having a bring and bisexual sale. That's for some reason in Bristol. And the Chester Cut Flower Society unveiling the biggest collection of chrysanthemums ever to be seen on the planet in one vase. They've got a special huge vase in the shape of Pontius Pilate that they've built. Gemmy's in Portishead. The town, not the band. Hi John, Easter events in Yeovil on Sunday afternoon. The local village hall will play host to the annual switching on of the summer CFAX service. It's the first time that Yeovilites will have been able to access news, weather and the popular quiz game Bamboozle since the switch off. All the fun of the fair, they've got to splat the rat with a real rat and a wheel of misfortune that they don't talk about with outsiders in Yeovil. Outsiders are welcome though. especially if no one knows where you are from and you don't suffer from motion sickness. That's from Jem in Portishead. Cornelius.
Well, we've actually had some more reactionary texts to the big egg debate.
Excellent.
Yes, this has come in from producer who has texted the station because not enough of the opposing argument has come in, but they want the debate to sound more balanced, has said. Yep. I disagree.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much. I've got one here as well. It just simply says... this is from... who's this from? Nigel. It just says Brexit, but he's written it Brexit with eggs.
Oh,
so all part of the big egg debate. If you want to get involved in that, text us a thing. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or do it for free at Talk Radio.
Start the message with anything you like.
Good. I promised you live music as well, didn't I? Is that going to happen? That's coming up very shortly indeed. Live music!
Live music!
Live session!
Woo!
But before that, of course, it is time for us to distill the news for you. Because news is complicated. You know that news is complicated, especially when Julia Hartley Brewer tries to explain it. But we like to make it simple by distilling it down to the art of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons, News in Haikus.
When the voice returns, there will be no will I am. Not bothered I am.
News in haikus on Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Hi there. I'm John Holmes and I said live music.
Yeah, yeah.
This is our first. You know, it's our first week. I said we were like I wanted a live. Here we go. Look, I said I wanted a live. Hi there. I said I wanted a live lounge, didn't I?
Yeah.
And I didn't get one, but they did say, well, there's a chair, and a corner of the studio. Mm. And I said, but that's not good enough. And they said, budget, mate. And
a couch as well.
Absolutely fine. But I said live music. I said live sessions. Live music, live musical sessions is what I said. On the way in today, I walked past a busker. He looked a bit like Prince Harry. And I thought, well, you know, let's get him in, because he was good. And I asked him, and he agreed for some reason. Hi.
Hello, how you doing?
Fine, what's your name?
My name's Jesse.
Jesse?
Yes.
Excellent. Let's have a little chat, Jesse, before we... because I've listened to the radio, and I know what you do. When you get a live band or a musician in, you do a little chat, you interview.
Yeah.
First.
Yeah.
So is that all right?
That sounds good.
Happy with that? All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
ask him where he's from.
Good yeah, start.
That's a good one. That's a really
where are you from, Jesse?
I'm from Wellington in New Zealand. I live here now.
Good. No, it's good.
Yeah.
It's good. So he told you, no, it's your turn. You do a question now. Just like, how long have you been here?
Good. How long have you been here, Jesse?
I've been here nearly a year. And I'm living in Bayswater in a hostel and just doing my music over here. Yeah. Busking and doing some gigs and things. How long have you been over here?
Good. Very good. I've been over at Talk Radio for 5 days.
Mm.
It's a brand new radio station, Jesse.
Yeah, yeah.
You're our first live musician.
Wow.
Playing a song. We had Frank.
It's an honor.
Do you know Frank Turner?
Yeah.
Yeah, Frank Turner was in yesterday.
No, no way.
But he didn't play.
Okay.
Didn't bring his guitar.
Because he forgot his guitar. But he did stay and chat for a while about all manner of things. It's available on our podcast that's available later, Jesse. So, you know, have a go at that. It's fine. You're our first musician. So what
Great.
Made you come here from New Zealand? What brought you to these shores?
I had some shows at some festivals. I was playing at the Great Escape Festival.
Oh, yeah, good.
And the Liverpool Sound City Festival. And then I just decided to stay. I've been wanting to move over for a long time, so...
Yeah.
Just thought I'd just take the opportunity to come, and I've just put a band together here, and I'm just doing gigs around London.
Excellent. So, what's the band called?
It's just under my name, so I'm a sort of solo artist, but I play with a band. Yeah. I play live. So just Jesse Sheehan.
Egotistical.
Yeah, a little bit eager. Yeah. Because
you get that with bands, don't you? It's like, you know, you get, oh, just call it after my name.
Yeah. Bon Jovi. I'm the important one, right?
Bon Jovi being the go-to. Van Halen.
Eddie.
Simply Red. Yeah. just Mick Hucknall, isn't it? Yeah. Do you know the thing about Mick Hucknall, by the way?
What? No, don't say it. Whatever you're going to say. Because I can tell by the look in your eyes that it's a thing you can't say on the radio, so don't say it.
Well, I don't know that I can't say it. Do you know, look, I mentioned it, because this is weird as well. I should mention that Jesse has ginger hair, as like ginger producer Dave.
Yeah.
And I genuinely thought if two ginger people were in the same room, like the world would rent in two or something, but it hasn't happened, so.
No, it's fine. We can be friends as gingers.
It's good. I like it. I think it's nice. Yeah. Mick Hucknall, as I mentioned, another one of you. Another one of your kind.
Yeah.
Because I think it was in the papers.
Mime it before you say it, just in case.
Okay.
Okay. On to what?
No, he was the recipient.
Oh.
Martin McCutcheon was about sick in his hair.
Oh, fine, that's fine.
While they were getting off with each other in a cab.
Okay, that's a bit weird. This is my moment.
I think. That was her moment.
Yeah, that was her perfect moment with Mick.
Well, Jesse, back to you. So listen, you've been busking. Where do you busk all around London?
I don't busk that often, so this is a nice spontaneous surprise. Obviously South Bank on the weekends.
Yeah.
Brick Lane sometimes in Camden. But yeah.
So if you want to go and see Jesse live, that's where you're gonna find him occasionally.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the
every now and again.
Yeah. So where's the highest earning area? Because obviously people throw money at you, I'm sure. But where's the highest earning area for a busker in London in your experience?
I'd say probably South Bank on the weekends, though the competition is fierce.
Yeah, there's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah. Brick Lane's really good on Sundays.
Okay.
Markets, I don't know, anything.
What's the most you've ever earned in one session?
I was like 90 quid.
That's good. That's good. Yeah. That's 90 that's times more than Cornelius gets paid for being here. That's good.
Yeah, totally.
That's great.
Yeah.
That's strong.
It's really, really, really nice.
So we've dragged you away from your pitch, right? And thus you're losing money by being here. I feel bad about
it. Am I not getting paid for being here? I thought we discussed this.
You call it discussion. I call it a lie.
Oh, yeah. True, yeah. Sorry.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. We will, afterwards, give you the gift of coin. Traditionally, we'll just put it in a hat, if you've got a hat.
I don't have a hat.
Guitar case? We apologise for a man swearing on the radio.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry. That was literally the one rule they told me not to do. I'm really sorry.
Well, right. Well, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. We'll just apologise for the man who just swears. He's just been rock and roll. We apologise for that if anyone's offended by that. Good.
I apologise.
Moving on. So, there's no swearing in your song, is there?
No swearing.
Goodness for that. Right, good. Let's get to the music, I suppose. That's what you want for. And decide afterwards what we'll put money in.
Okay.
Your mouth now. Whoa. Frankly.
It's getting kinky.
So, you're going to play two songs. In a moment, we're going to play Trail first, right?
Cool.
What are you going to play for us?
I'm going to play a song of mine called Droplets. It's a single I'm releasing in a few weeks.
Okay, fine. And then a cover version of something in my mind. But don't tell us what that is yet. It'll be a delicious surprise.
Okay,
we'll be back with Sweary Jesse on Talk Radio in a moment.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
3:34 then, our very first live music session on Talk Radio with Jesse, who I dragged in here from the streets where he was playing on the South Bank in London for our very first live lounge, not lounge, corner of the studio, session. It's Jesse, this is called Droplets.
Mm-hmm.
This is it. Jesse, Droplets, live, go.
Floating leaves across the windscreen of my car. The driver wants to go. The engine will not start. And I've been stalling, I've been taking up your time. You've been patient with me, baby. I've been drinking all your wine. When you lose what you had wanted, it's okay, it's alright. Just let the river take its toll. Continual farewell to be droplets in the ocean you and I. I'm coming down, this was a temporary high. My bones are drained, this atrophy has run my river dry. And I've been dancing, I've been drinking with the birds. You've been so patient with me, baby. I guess you know how much this hurts. When you lose what you had wanted, it's okay, have no fear and let the river take its toll. Continual farewell to be droplets in the ocean, you and I. You and I, oh well, oh well. Let the river take its toll. Continual farewell to be droplets in the ocean, you and I. To be droplets in the ocean, you and I. To be droplets in this ocean, you and I. It feels like dying when you suffer what you feel inside your bones. It's in my blood. And we are droplets in the ocean, you and I. We are droplets in this ocean, you and I, you and I. Only droplets in the ocean, you and I.
Well, come on, yeah. Ben, I mean, come on, live music.
Wow.
Live music on Talk Radio.
That was great. Live.
That was amazing.
Oh, thank you so much.
Which is why I got him in here.
Yeah.
Are you, I mean, are you signed? I mean, where are you at, Jesse?
I'm not signed, it's just me and my manager, just doing a lot of gigs around London, at the moment.
Should I have gone through your manager for this?
I'm sure he'll manage. He'll be fine.
That's his job, isn't it? Yeah, very good. Yeah, that's, no, because this is the thing, this is now national radio airplay,
yeah,
right? This, it could happen.
Yeah.
This, you know, listening to that was
Universal,
that was really good. That was really, that's better than James Bay, isn't it? And that sort.
I was really worried he was going to be rubbish.
I know. What a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, it was really good.
It was excellent, wasn't it? Good. And where, before we play another track, though, so have you got gigs lined up? Can people, how do we find out where we can see you, Jesse?
Yeah, I'm going back to New Zealand for
some
shows.
That's no good.
There.
People aren't going to commute there.
No, I know. It's pretty far. But there is one in London just before I go next Thursday night at Fu Manchu Bar in Clapham. If you want to come, though, it's a guest list thing, so you'd have to message me on my Facebook.
Right,
so that's Jesse Sheehan.
Spell it.
So J-E-S-S-E.
Yes.
It's not Jesse Sheehan, it's Jesse Sheehan. Still haven't worked out how to say that in English. Jesse Sheehan, S-H-E-E-H-A-N.
S-H-E-E-H-A-N. Jesse Sheehan.
Sheehan, yeah. Jesse Sheehan.
Sheehan. Okay, yeah. Do you have your like SoundCloud? And
I do. I have all the things. So I've got jessesheehanmusic.com. Yep. That's my website. SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/jessesheehan.
Yep. I always think people reading out internet addresses on the radio is fascinating listening. Don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah. So.
Tweet. We'll tweet it from the Talk Radio account. Though. Don't
thank you very
don't
much.
You worry. Nice. I'm looking through the window of the studio now to see if someone's going to do that.
I'll do it.
No one. They're just on their phones. They're not even.
I've got it.
You've got there. You go. See, we can do it right now, Jesse. Right. Look, we're going to do another live track. What? It's a cover, I think. What we're going to have?
Don't know. I'll do a Sam Cooke song.
Excellent news. All right, Sam Cooke. This is Jesse Sheehan on Talk Radio live. Track two.
Well, if you ever change your mind about leaving me behind, you can bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I know I left when you left. Darling, I know I only hurt myself. So just bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'll get you jewelry, get your money too. Darling, that ain't all I'm gonna do for you, yeah. If you just bring it to me, bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me, yeah, 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 woo-hoo, yeah, woo-hoo, woo-hoo, yeah, yeah. I said, bring it to me, bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me, yeah, yeah, yeah. You know I'm always gonna be your slave, darling, until I'm buried, till I'm buried in my grave. So just bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah. Yeah, yeah, I said bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me, yeah, 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 I said bring it to me, bring your sweet loving, bring it on home to me. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jesse Sheehan!
Thank you so much.
Jesse Sheehan! Live on Talk Radio, it's our first live music session. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And there's a lot of good stuff coming in on text and stuff. People saying if I was there, I'd throw him a quid.
Oh.
Stuff like that. I mean, it's a shame that's not going to happen because they're not
can't
here.
Yeah. Yeah,
the,
you know, I appreciate
but
the
thoughts,
you
know. You can't spend thought, Jesse.
Thought money.
So that does Jesse. Now, look, remember. When, by the way, you see him in the future headlining festivals, this is where it began. This, right here.
Very unlikely starting point, isn't it?
This, yeah, it is. But no, it's not. No, it's from little seeds of a man doing this for no money, large
wow.
Trees... musically grow. What?
That was beautiful.
Thank you very much.
I think.
I'll write you some lyrics if you want.
Oh,
anyway, look, let's give, because, you know, come on. Dig cup.
I don't carry cash.
Yeah, I don't have any cash.
I feel like you don't have cash.
I feel like I'm walking past the
National Bus. Hang on, I'll go and see anyone in the...
I'll take over, shall I?
Out there. I'll do it. I'm just going to ask if...
All right, thanks, man.
In the studio.
Cool.
John's just gone through to...
Cash. Why does no one carry cash?
Go into the office, mate. Into the office.
Do you have a contactless thing?
They've got chip and pin, has he?
Well, I don't know. That's what everyone's asking.
Go into the office. Find some people. Put some money in the office. We should have thought this through before.
Yeah. I can't work in these conditions.
No, sorry, mate. This is tricky.
Yeah, this is absolutely appalling, I've just got to say.
No, but do you know what? And here's the thing. I think this is the main thing to remember, that your fee has already been docked.
What do you want to put it in?
Huh?
You've got a hat?
I don't have a hat. I don't really have anything.
Mug. Put it in your drink.
Well, it's got tea in it, yeah. So I'd rather you didn't.
Down it.
chug.
He's now downing tea.
Good. Put it in there.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yay.
There's about 60p in there, and it's all anyone...
Oh, no, there's a pound coin.
Did I give you a pound? Can I have that back? that's Jesse. We've just tweeted all of his details, so you can find his music on SoundCloud, on his Facebook page, wherever he's playing live. And if you happen to be in New Zealand, he's going back to do some gigs there. We'll be doing that, because I thought that was good. That's good radio. He was fantastic. We're going to do that every Friday afternoon. It's going to be live music Friday afternoon. I've decided now.
That's a catchy title as well.
Yes. Buskers. Dragged in off the street to play live on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. It is Talk Radio. It's 3:46.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip.
It's Good Friday. It's a very good Saturday. It's an even better Sunday. And it's a whoopy doopy doodah Monday. Because Asda's unleaded petrol and diesel will be locked down at 99.7 pence per litre for the entire Easter weekend.
Asda. Save money. Live better.
Petrol filling stations at selected stores. Check asda.com/store locator for details. While stocks last, national price cap.
With a squad of over 5,000 to choose from, you're bound to score a low-mileage, nearly new car at one of Motorpoint's 9 branches nationwide. You won't break the bank or any transfer records either. With prices like a 64-plate Ford Focus 1-litre EcoBoost for under £10,000, saving over £8,000 on the new list price. There's part exchange and finance available, and the golden goal of choice, value and service. Don't get left on the sidelines. Start your search at motorpoint.co.uk. Motorpoint, car buying made easy.
Warning. The following message contains content of a violent and sexual nature. You wouldn't expect that in a radio commercial. But you wouldn't expect it in a school either. Worldwide, an estimated 150 million girls have experienced sexual violence. Much of it happens in schools. By sponsoring a girl through Plan International, you can help ensure that school is a place where girls can build their futures in safety. Please text SAFETY to 70111 to find out how you can sponsor a girl today. Thank you. Standard text rates apply.
Repeat after me. I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
I, Colin Hinchcliffe, do solemnly swear.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
To apply for the marriage allowance tax break.
And save up to £212 a year. If you're married or in a civil partnership and one of you earns less than £10,600 and the other pays basic rate tax, there is up to £212 of tax savings waiting for you to claim. It takes less than 10 minutes to apply at gov.uk/marriage allowance.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Traffic is very slow on the M6 northbound in Lancashire at junction 28 for Leyland following an accident there. All lanes now open but causing queues back towards the Charnock-Richard services. In Welshpool, the A483 remains closed in both directions following a serious accident between Buttington roundabout and Four Crosses roundabout. And long delays still on the A12 northbound through Essex. Two lanes remain closed there just after junction 19 for the Boreham interchange, causing queues back towards Danbury. I'm Louisa Gale.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of Gosley magnificent, consisting as it does of artistes unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
It's 10 to 4. I am John Holmes. Good afternoon. Welcome. If you're just joining us, you've technically missed everything. What you have missed is Some Request Friday. Some Request Friday. We are taking your requests and shout outs and dedications for talks that you might have heard or mean something to you over the years. We've already played... her sixth birthday, was it? We didn't have a name, did we? But I think it was Karen that texted in saying it was her daughter's six-year-old birthday. Wanted to play her favourite TED Talk. She loves Pieter Kuban, and her favourite talk of his on the TED Talk website is From Medical Knowledge to Practical Healthcare.
Yeah.
Even though it's a kid's favourite, said Karen, I admit I find myself talking along with it every now and again. I mean, we're all the same. I mean, you know, and you might be out there now on your way, getting a little break for the bank holiday, sitting in your car thinking, oh, I just need a talk to talk along to.
It's because we can't do song requests, can we? Because we're a talk radio station, so
yes,
that's why. Yeah,
yeah. And we can have live sessions.
Yeah, that's fine.
But we can't play records. So this is someone come in here. Actually, hi John. I'm in nostalgic mood today. Please, nostalgic mood doesn't explain why this means a lot, yeah. But nostalgia, John. And it's from Sarah. Please, could you play? And I remember when it first came out, it was a golden year in my life. So for no other reason, could you please play? I'd like to hear Architecture and Urban Design Planning Process, a TED Talk by Alison Killing.
I'm an architect and urban designer. Just to explain to you kind of how this works, if I want to build something in the UK, like a cemetery, for example, then I have to apply for planning permission first. So if I want to build, like, a new office building for a client, or if I want to extend my home, or, you know, if I have a shop and I want to convert it into an office, I have to do a load of drawings and I submit them to the council for permission. And they'll look at things like how it fits in the surroundings. So they'll look at what it looks like, but they'll also think about things like what impact is it going to have on the local environment? And they'll be thinking about things like, you know, is this thing going to cause pollution? Or is there going to be a lot of traffic that wants to go to this thing that I've built? But also good things, you know, is it going to add local services like shops to the neighbourhood that local people would like to use? And they'll weigh up the advantages and the disadvantages, and they'll make a decision. So that's how it works if I want to build a large cemetery.
Architecture and Urban Design Planning Process by Alison Killing, TED Talk. That originally came out as a B-side, I think.
Well, that's what I was going to say. There's a good remix of that one as well, I think. It's,
yeah, where they just put the words in different order.
Yeah,
I've heard that. It's impossible to listen to.
Yeah.
So we play that as part of Some Request Friday on Talk Radio as well. Don't forget things happening over the bank holiday. We are keeping you abreast of that as well. This is coming from Phil in Bramley. Everyone's welcome to pop down to Bramley this weekend, where there is a world record attempt for the most middle-class people in one place. Free quinoa and peppermint tea for all. And why not join in one of the breakout discussions on property value or why we don't watch ITV in our house? That's a middle class festival happening in Bramley in Surrey this weekend. The news, quite complicated, isn't it? And the other stations, the other shows, the other stations, they all cover it. We cover it as well. But we do it by distilling it down, the news, into the art form that is Japanese poetry. It's five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Donald Trump has said Britain will leave EU prob. Ubly blames Muslims.
The news in haikus. Sam Delaney, you've changed.
for the better.
Yeah, oh God, yeah.
Got rid of that awful hat as well.
Yeah. Do you like the fringe?
I do like the fringe. I like the fringe. I like the sex change that appears to have occurred.
It's very quick these days, just overnight.
Yeah, you just pop into a clinic and just pop out again like someone else.
Oh, I believe they call it an in and out job. She's started already.
I bow to your knowledge. Yasmin Khan, how are you?
I'm very, very well.
Good. Why are you Fridays?
Girl Friday? I don't know.
Okay.
It just happened.
Is it because Sunday is lazy?
I see what you did.
More
there.
Like.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. I am here on Fridays.
That's right.
It's not a holiday thing. It's not a bank holiday thing. No. It's a permanent Friday
thing. It's a thing.
It's a thing thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, why?
Well, because it's Friday.
Yeah.
And, you know, I like a lot of arts. I'm that kind of girl.
Okay,
arts and culture. It will be Drive, but there'll be an awful lot of what's coming on at the weekend.
We've been running it through ourselves. I mean, I don't know whether you've heard any of it, but there's a lot of stuff happening over the...
I was very jealous not to be able to take part in your Paul Ross quiz, by the way.
Your time will come.
Oh, yeah.
Just very quickly, you can, and if you want to use any of these, you can, because, you know, people need to know... I don't know, Durham Castle, there's a bank holiday special Easter egg hunt for Red October.
Wow.
Where children are encouraged to look for eggs and submarines.
Love it.
That's happening. Nuneaton Historical Reenactment Society are portraying the destruction of the Hindenburg. They're recreating it with balloons in an empty swimming pool in the Pingles Leisure Centre.
That's aiming high, I'd say.
The Chester Flower Cut Society unveiling the biggest collection of chrysanthemums ever to be seen on the planet in one vase. It's a vase they've had specially built for Easter that's in the shape of Pontius Pilate.
That's very much a what's on in a different sense to some of the what's on that I've got.
Okay, fine. I'll look forward to hearing it. What else is happening?
Well, I've got names. I've got names coming into the studio.
What sort of names?
Names like Tanya Franks. Type names. Actor type names. Steve First type names.
I was with Steve First yesterday. I saw Steve First yesterday. So I'm not interested now.
He's
already told me his latest news.
Well, he's coming back.
Okay, fine.
If you didn't spend yesterday with him, like some of us.
Oh,
yeah.
You didn't listen to the radio.
Did you hear that name dropping?
Just
clang.
You started it!
You often can't hear the clang when John drops a name because it doesn't have very far to fall to the floor.
That's harsh. I'm just going to stay quiet at this moment because it's awkward now.
Because he's short, guys. Sorry, it's a radio. I forgot about that.
Is it that? What's that thing they call it? Napoleon complex?
I am still here.
Sorry.
Only for another minute.
Say something mean back at me. It's absolutely fine.
Absolutely not. I'm far too polite for that. But Dave is a ginger git.
Isn't that gingerist?
I don't care.
It is.
Don't care. That's not even a thing.
Well,
having
just met Dave, may I say, he's a fine figure of a man.
Well, if your definition of a fine figure of a man is a sort of fuzzy bear that's eaten too many pies, yeah.
What's wrong with that? That's like everything brilliant in one sentence.
Why are you on his side? I prefer Sam Delaney.
I'm moving shows, John.
Sorry.
Come back, Sam. I don't like Yasmin.
I love you. I see now. I've always admired you, and now this.
Well, it's your own fault.
Sorry.
It's Yasmin next, in for Sam, on a Friday, on a permanent basis. Thanks. Have a good bank holiday weekend. We'll be back on Monday.
Yeah,
coming to work on a bank holiday again. Thanks very much for your listening for the first week of Talk Radio. We'll do it all again on Monday if
podcast,
I haven't been...
There's going to be a podcast.
You just ruined my slick ending then.
Yeah, but you weren't going to mention it.
We're very much running out of time, so... Right. There's going to be a podcast.
There's going to be a podcast.
Yes.
There's going to be a podcast. When's it going live?
I don't know. Just keep an eye out.
Brilliant.
I mean, great. That was really
cheers,
worth Cornelius. Chipping in with.
Slick guys.
Yeah.
We'll see you on Monday from 1. I'm John Holmes. Happy Easter.
Talk Radio. Listen. Phone. Talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.